Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of N4G Radio for the week of May 11th, 2009, and we're here with you. We have the video going on during the show, which you will see excerpts of what we're talking about, the way we were acting while we were talking about it. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little interactive, a little interaction.
A little sneak peek.
A little sneak peek of the show that we've been filming for the last 30 days.
Dun, dun, dun.
It should be awesome when it releases.
We'll see.
We'll see. Hopefully it'll at least be mildly funny.
Hopefully it'll be somewhat entertaining.
No, not really.
Probably not.
But with us today, we have Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
Also with us, we have the Wombat Ryan Wombold.
Hello there. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And also with us, we have Killer Wolverine Justin Turtle.
Hi.
Justin Turtle.
With his Wolverine claws that he can't stop playing
Killer
with.
Wolverine. Oh.
I'm going to take these to a baseball game.
Go Wolverine! Yay!
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 May you be! Yay! May you be.
Hooray! Oh, I messed it up.
Oh.
All right, but we have a lot of fondling. We're gonna do a little roundtable discussion minus Gambus Khan on Infamous.
Fail.
Epic fail.
Fail.
Epic.
Epic fail. Sorry. Sorry, brother.
Sorry, brother. Brother, dude.
And we also have. By the way, we need to mention that the question thread is about empty.
Yeah.
So we need to fill up the cup is what needs to happen.
Indeed. So yeah, get in there and write some questions.
Fill up the cup.
Yeah.
But we're going to start off with that's nasty. We're going to start off with some fondling. So we'll start with Mr. Khan, since I have the camera pointed at him anyway.
You're starting with me, huh?
I am.
Ah. Excellent. Excellent.
Couldn't get it going, dude.
Okay.
That's
you might
what
want to
she...
see a doctor about that.
I did. He told me I was just out of luck.
Let's
so, Mr.
see.
Khan, what you been following this week? Don't let the camera mess with your head. I know it's like discombobulating. Let me worry about that.
No, wait. Do you want us to look at the camera?
No, you don't have to. Dude, you don't have to look. You can if you want.
Stare deeply into the camera and profess your love for our listeners.
Tell it how much you like it.
Oh, Gambus, I think I love you.
So what are you so afraid
get that
of?
Out in the, I just want to get that out in the open.
But what are you so afraid of?
I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. I think I love you, so what
oh,
am
sorry.
I so afraid of? Oh, well.
The thing all right. like nails.
But moving anyway.
On. Tell me some fondling gambles. Come. Come.
Let's
come.
See here.
Rocket. Man, let's do this.
On the PS3, played some... Street Fighter 4.
Okay, that's enough about that.
Yeah.
Indestructible.
Next!
3 months later, still fucking talking about this game. Fuck.
It's because it's awesome.
It is awesome. I played the...
My fondling, I've been playing Kane and Lynch.
And you know something? You know what kind of... It's kind of...
I like how he pantomimes more now that the...
Pisses me off about Street Fighter 4 now.
Oh, no, what?
Rum-bum-bum. There's nobody playing.
Rum-bum-bum-bum.
Really? I find a bunch of people online.
Apparently,
I think maybe you're just looking in the wrong place.
I think you are, too. You should look somewhere other besides the lobby system of Street Fighter 4. I think they're hanging out over in Call of Duty.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No,
that's
true. How do you search for your game? Do you do the lobby thing, or do you...
I do the
quick match.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quick snatch.
Your best way, if you want to play online, is just do the play arcade mode and let people join you. That's the quickest way you'll find a game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because I kept doing... Quick match, and it's like, no name, no matches, no matches, no matches,
yeah,
no matches, and then one person with no bars. You know?
Right.
So
Yeah, your best bet is to just do the arcade thing and just let people join you. You'll get matches pretty quick.
Yeah.
So
I have healing factor.
The problem is, too, are you trying to play ranked or are you playing championship right now?
Both.
Both? It's going to be a little light in ranked right now because a lot of people are still trying to play through the championship thing. They're a little obsessed with that right now. So there's more people on that side, I think.
You know, I never even got the chance to play the new championship.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Shame on you, brother!
Every time I tried to, there was no matches, and I tried about 10 times. So
cool.
It kind of gave me a concerned. I am concerned for this game.
It gave
now.
You a concerned?
Yes, it gave me a concern.
I wouldn't.
You
I
should
wouldn't
go to a doctor
concerned.
For that.
Yeah.
They got cream for that.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Special astral cream. What else you playing?
Also played.
That's a great game. I love that game.
Thank you. On PS3, I played some more of a Sonic Ultimate Genesis Collection.
You said Sonic first, and I got scared. I'm glad you finished the sentence.
Oh.
Or for those of you across the pond, it'd be the Ultimate Mega Drive Collection.
Across the pond, huh? It's a big fucking pond.
That is. It's a large pond.
I tried
it's
to
probably,
skip a rock across.
I was about to say, it's probably too large to skip a rock across.
Yeah.
I tried.
Unless you're an asteroid.
Wow.
From space.
I didn't know asteroids could skip rocks.
Well.
I didn't even know they had hands.
Yep. Asteroids have magical rock-keeping powers.
That's yes.
Awesome. I want an asteroid
if
in
it
my
approaches.
Basement.
If it approaches reentry at a certain angle,
are you talking about the actual asteroid skipping?
I'm going to edit that little line out and mix it with something else. Entry at a different angle.
Do your worst.
You haven't seen my worst. I do have video footage of you.
That
just wait.
That is true.
Oh my god. Well, anyway. Ironically. I actually was playing Sonic 2.
Dose.
And it's a great game.
Excellent.
I love the music to those early Sonic games before it all turned into butt rock. You know?
Oh, come on. You love butt rock from Sonic Adventure.
Yeah, you know, Sonic Adventure was cool because it kind of had the music had a character to it. But it seemed like all the other games after that were basically just mimicking the music from Sonic Adventure, and
right.
It wasn't as good, and, you know.
I got a great idea for a video. They should just have a bunch of butts playing guitars and call it Butt Rock.
That does sound like a good idea.
It should be on YouTube. Somebody do that now.
No.
Only if it's Gambus Khan's butt with his Green Lantern tattoo.
I refuse.
What else?
You see what I have to put up with every week?
He says that every
random
week.
Yeah, I know.
He's always crying about what he has to put up. We have to put up with you. Shut up.
Snap.
Also played some Darkspire this week, you know.
Look how you hold your hand up during that. I'm definitely putting that on your video footage. This week, I played some Darkspire. I'm putting a skull in your hand, too.
To be
or not to be. That is the question.
I got an answer.
Yeah, Darkspire, it continues to kill me and destroy me and humiliate me, but I still love it. I still keep coming back, you know.
By the way, Atlas said thank you for the review.
They did?
Yes.
So there you go. Thank you for your review.
Well, tell them you're welcome.
I'll be sure to respond with just that.
You are welcome. Gambus Khan says you are welcome.
You're welcome, bitch.
Yeah, don't say bitch.
Oh, snap.
No, we like Atlas.
Yeah.
No, I like Atlas.
And speaking of Atlas.
Here we go with booby robots.
Yes. I also played.
Boobots.
Some. Super Robot War Tyson!
What's the acronym for that game?
I don't know, but that's the first time we've ever caught Super Robot Tyson on video. And
this
I
is
think
true. That definitely has to
that's
go.
That's a monumental moment.
That has to go in.
In our show.
So, what do you think? I told you not to pay attention to the camera. You're not listening to me.
Well, I was about ready to write the review of it last night.
I know. I was about to ask you where that was, too. That sounded cool.
Ew.
Maybe.
I was about ready to write a review of it last night, but I'm glad I didn't, because when I was playing the game, I had this feeling there was something missing, that I wasn't completely getting
the full feature.
Yeah, the combat. The complete aspect of the combat. As a matter of fact, that was going to be one of my complaints about the game, was that, you know, it feels like, you know, that I'm not doing something right.
Gotcha.
Well, anyway, I was.
We just had our first injury ever from foam claws on the show, as Zero Tolerance, in the middle of Gambus' fondling, decided to remove Killer Wolverine's right eyeball.
With a foam claw, no less.
Yes.
I got the right hand, by
Sorry,
the way.
Sorry, back to you, Gambus, since you were horribly derailed.
Yes, that was a epic derailment. But anyway, geez, you guys in your claws. You guys in your Wolverine claws, I mean.
You kids in your fancy adamantium skeletons and stuff.
Yes.
I wish I had a fancy adamantium skeleton.
That would be nice.
You know what else I wish I had?
The ability to fly.
The rest of Gambus' fondling.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
You wish. Never mind.
And before you say you wish Gambus would fondle you, and before you say...
Okay, now back to the game.
Gambus, I'm interested. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I started reading the full-color instruction manual.
Like, I have to add that adjective
to
it.
Yeah, it's full-color, which...
Well, you know Gambus and his instruction manual.
Yeah, you know what that means. If the manual is full-color...
It smells good.
Yes, it has an exquisite scent. And I started to read it. I started to read the parts of the manual about the battle system, and I'm like, holy crap! There's a whole other aspect that for 6 hours I did not even realize.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah. And that is
that's also known as most people's experience with two humans.
Oh, here we go. Except it's not in the instruction manual.
That's true.
Dennis forgot to write that in.
He forgot to put that in there. He forgot the instruction part of the manual.
Yeah, no shit. And in the game, even.
Yeah, that's true.
But the part that I did not realize is that, okay, what I was doing is when I would be encountering enemies, I would basically just do a big giant combo with each character, right?
Combo!
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do-do-do-do, combo, each character. And then another character, and then the other character's turn, do-do-do. Combo, and then the other character's turn. Well, what I discovered last night, however, was that in the middle of the combo, if you press the right direction on the D-pad, you'll actually call in another character to continue the combo.
Big Booby Robot, I choose you.
Like an assist combo kind
of
thing.
An assist. And, dude... Once I discovered this, The battle system visually turned into Marvel vs. Capcom Part 2.
Gonna take you for a ride.
It looks like a fighting game extravaganza when you're playing it now.
Fighting game extravaganza!
And it has a whole new layer of characters to the game. And it got rid of one complaint that I had with the game and... actually raised another different complaint.
Mm. Oh, trade-off. Take the good, you take the bad.
Yeah.
Put it all together. That's the facts of life.
Facts of life, baby. But I'm really enjoying this game. I'll say this, though. Story sucks. Story sucks.
Sucks a fat one.
It's the worst aspects of Japanese animation from the past decade, where every piece of comedy had to do with cleavage or boobs.
Nice.
Robot nipples.
Yeah, robot boobage.
Boobage.
Robot boobage.
Boobage.
And the story is convoluted. Every 10 minutes, they're talking about a different kingdom. And
do they ever talk about Kingdom Hearts?
They might as well.
Do they ever talk about Romance of the Three Kingdoms?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
Do they talk about Kingdom Under Fire?
Yes, they do.
Have they mentioned Kingdom Come?
At least 13 times while Gambus was looking at robot boobs.
And yeah. Or Kingdom of Heaven.
Ew.
But, I mean, it's like they keep on introducing all this stuff. And the story is trying to be political.
Political?
But at the same time, there's a boob joke every 2 minutes.
It's like this show. Which is pretty much just like politics.
It's just like this show.
And
I believe Barack Obama boobies.
And it's difficult for me to get into the story because the game itself does not take its own story seriously. But at the same time, every once in a while it pretends to. If that makes any sense. It's kind of like if they had a board meeting between all the makers of the game, and they basically had a disagreement of what direction to take the story, and then basically they basically said, okay, we're going to compromise, we're going to add a little bit of seriousness to it, but at the same time we're going to add your version of the slapstick story and intermix it, and then we'll take your consideration for making the story overly complex. So you got an overly complex political story.
With a whole lot of boobs in it.
With a whole lot of boobs that doesn't take itself seriously, but at the same time tries to take itself seriously. And it just comes off generic and silly. Yeah. Just plain silly. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, story sucks outright. It sucks. However... It's the game is exploding with
boobs.
so many jokes.
It's exploding with
old nasty
personality.
Maybe.
Nice.
Oh no!
It's one of those type of games that, or one of those type of narratives that it's like so bad. But it's you want to see where
good.
It goes.
It's so bad. It's good.
It's like a B movie.
May it be.
Yeah, and
may it be.
And the graphics are incredible. They are incredible. Some of the best.
DS.
On the DS, yeah, exactly. I mean, if the graphics were any better,
they might explode too.
Yeah, if they were any better, they would have to be on PSP. And even then, if it was on. Even if it was on PSP, it would still be an upper echelon game
fancy.
For PSP. So
upper echelon.
So there you go. That's pretty much my fondling.
Upper echidna.
For this past week.
How do you say that?
Future fondling. I'm actually at a crossroads. I don't know which game I'm going to pick up this week. I'm either going to pick up... Shin Megumi Tensei...
Blah, 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 blah.
Devil Summoner 2.
Didn't they already make a Devil Summoner 2? Or is it something else?
It's coming out this week.
Isn't it a repackaging of the same game?
No, I own the first Devil Summoner.
I swore there was two. This is a repackaging. Maybe I'm wrong.
Doesn't
it come with like a little figure?
Yeah, it comes with a stuffed figure. Of the demon Jack Frost, which looks kind of like a white Pikachu with fangs.
Oh, that is so much more badass than Pikachu.
Yeah.
Jack Frost.
So I'm.
You know, Killer Wolverine kind of looks like a white Pikachu with fangs.
A white what? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't have to. Move on.
What's the other game you're thinking about picking up?
The other game I'm thinking about picking up is Klonoa for the Wii.
Yeah, I have that.
And, because it's been a while since I had a...
good platformer?
Yes. And I, the other night I just got done listening to a podcast.
Oh, here we go. Plugging one every week besides ours.
Retronauts.
Jesus Christ.
Retronauts. It's a really good retro podcast, and they were talking about Klonoa. Talking about how it's one of the best platformers ever. So
it is a good game. It's a very good game.
I'm looking forward to playing the new one.
So
it's only $29.99.
So yeah, I'll probably pick up Klonoa.
Klonoa.
Because to be honest,
it's Klonoa.
I like to collect the Shin Megumi games, but the Devil Summoner.
Have you ever finished one?
No. The first Devil Summoner, I actually wasn't really into it. My main complaint about the first one was the battle system. I did not like the battle system at all. However, the second game has a completely different battle system, and I heard is much superior than the first one. But at the same time, the actual world that the game took place in, it didn't really catch me. It's like 1920s Japan. And for some reason, the art...
It's delicious.
The art in Devil Summoner and the world of that game didn't catch me at all, really.
Gotcha.
Didn't tickle your fancy.
In other words, it's like, do I want to get that for a basically almost collectability value?
Well, I would probably, if you wanted to collect that, I would probably buy that this week, because it probably won't be around very long.
Yeah. However,
that's just weird that you're buying something not to play it, you know?
Well, I mean, I would play it. Because I heard it has a superior battle system. But, I mean, to tell you the truth, I would probably have more fun playing Klonoa.
It's looking pretty sweet nectar.
I'm at a crossroads, so I'll pick up one of those two games
this week. Crossroads!
Meet me at the crossroads.
So,
oh, no, don't you dare bone thug it on me.
That concludes
the first of
my
the month. Get up, get
current
up.
And future fondling.
So now we're going to... We're going to move on to the Wombat now.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I didn't play, actually, a whole lot this week. I played MLB The Show.
Oh, show.
Some more. I played some more Street Fighter, obviously, which I play every week.
Street Fighter.
And then I played, one weird thing that I kind of went back and played this week that I haven't played in a while was I went back and played some more of Grand Theft Auto 4.
GTA 4.
Because I felt like playing it. And you know what? Screw the haters. I love that game. I think it's awesome.
I think
I
like
enjoy
45
it.
Million people, there's no haters.
Oh, there's a lot of haters.
It sold a butt ton. There's a hater of everything.
But
people like to hate.
I love the game. I think it's great. So I played a decent amount of that. Other than that, pretty much the only other thing I played this week that could be considered new would be Infamous, which
we talk about
I imagine we will discuss in a little bit. So, yeah, short fondling for me this week. So
I could probably
I'm
put
doing,
your whole thing in
the I know. Video. I'll vamp for a little bit and wave to the camera. Hi.
So, did you play anything old?
Other than GTA 4, no. I didn't play... Like I said, it wasn't a huge week for me to play a whole lot of stuff. I played a decent amount of the stuff that I played, but not a whole lot of games.
You know, I agree with you. I really enjoyed Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah. I find myself actually even enjoying it more now when I go back and play it than I enjoyed it way back when I first started playing it. Even though I really liked it back then, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I find myself now that I've been kind of... separated from the open world genre for a little while. Going back to it now, I have a lot more fun with it. So, and there's a giant claw coming in on the camera, apparently.
Yes.
So, but yeah, I really like GTA 4. I think it kind of gets a bum rap for some stuff.
Yeah. But
that's a little scary.
Dude, that is scary.
That makes me want to cry. So, yeah, like I said, I played only like three or four games, but I played a lot of those. So, and I played a lot of the Infamous demo, which we'll discuss here shortly. And this cord is
all up
stuck
in your
on
grill.
Me. Yeah. So, yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for me. So
cool.
So now we're going to move on. I want to tear it up by my cord. What the shit? Oh, snap.
These cords, like, attached to you. They don't
want
to let go.
Man.
They're like flood. You know, the little face hugger guys from
Halo?
Either Alien or Halo.
Yeah. Well, in Aliens, they're just known as face huggers.
Right. Oh. But they're similar to the ones in Flood, or the ones in Halo, the Flood
you know
ones that stick on your face.
If those existed in real life, that would suck.
That would suck.
Yeah, quite literally.
Thank you, Captain No Shit.
Captain No Shit.
Killer Wolverine often wishes there was such a thing as a crotch hugger.
It's called your mom.
Oh,
snap.
Snap.
Happy Mother's Day.
There was a setup for you. That setup was a present.
Early birthday present?
An early birthday present.
Thank you. That was good.
You are welcome.
You're welcome, kind sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, so now we got to move on to the Killer Wolverine of a dog.
Killer Wolverine.
Yeah. So what you been fondling?
Well, first, I got a list, dude. To Maze and Fido Dido. They caught me online, and we party chat.
Nice.
So, I thought you were just going to say you partied.
Well, on the chat.
Did you have rave music? Doot.
I watched that episode of Family Guy the other day where he was like, yeah, what's next? You're going to be dancing around to the...
And, you know, that they were saying that we have a lack of that anymore.
Oh, the
a lack of that?
Well, I just did it, dude.
And the lack of your sound effects. So.
I no sound effects suck. That's what sucks. I just did the untis.
I know that we usually save these for later in the show, but one just came over the Twitter that I have to say because I think it's so funny, just because of the people in here. DizLowboy916 sent in a Twitter shout out that says, from watching the outtakes, zero tolerance looks like Gabe Newell with a haircut.
Oh, see that?
Gambus looks like Uwe Boll. Killer Wolverine looks like a NASCAR driver.
Oh.
And Wombat looks like he belongs in an Abercrombie & Fitch underwear commercial. Thank you very much for
apparently
that,
I
guess.
Apparently I eat people.
Wow.
You apparently do eat people.
Apparently I eat people.
I'm a redneck.
Apparently I look like a soulless corporate whore.
Well, at least you're not fat-eating people.
That's true.
Or a redneck.
Or a redneck. Or
I think Gambus got the worst end of that.
Yes.
You make shitty movies. Motherfucker. All right, can I go?
Yes, you can go. Get on with your shit.
But hurry up before I eat you.
No doubt.
You know, out of everything I played, not much was new. I did play Peggle Online with Zero again. Last time when we played, it was about even. He kicked my ass. What was it? We played 10 matches. I won 2 of them.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so he kicked my ass.
I'm the Peggle master.
Yeah.
Not really. I just love Peggle.
You just love you some Peggle.
I do.
I did play a lot of Wolverine. I'm on the last boss right now, so I did. And there's a finger going across right now.
Looks like a giant worm.
I'll smash your head. Oh, your head is smashed. Oh.
So Wolverine.
Right. After playing Wolverine, me and Maze tried to play Castle Crashers online, but it just, for some reason, wouldn't load. So
Castle Crashers not loading, huh?
Big shock.
No multiplayer there. So,
I guess
we did.
That patch hasn't been fixed yet.
I guess not. I guess they forgot about that game.
Give them time.
So we ended up playing Dishwasher, which is still an awesome game, but it gets so frantic you can't keep track of where your character is half the time.
I can't see your giant claw.
You want to see my giant claw?
I love how you're wearing the claw
the whole show.
What? It's something
on new. Camera, off camera. He's got the claw on the whole show.
He hasn't taken it off once.
He's gonna sleep with it tonight.
I might.
He's gonna cuddle it close to him.
Like this.
And pretend it's Boogeyman's mom.
Yes. Well, I won't be pretending for that later. I played some more Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. But
oh, snap, that was a diss.
The new thing on the 360 was thanks to Zero for mentioning it to Boogeyman to hold it, and he did, thanks to Boogeyman for holding it, was Raiden Fighters, Aces. And I love this game. It's awesome.
Old
school shooter.
Shmup.
It's got
it's $20.
$20. But it's hard. It's going to be hard to find.
Which system?
360.
It's only on 360.
And it just came out.
It came out Friday. And it's going to be hard to find. The used price is already higher than the sale price.
Holy cow.
So that should tell you anything. So if you find it, I recommend picking it up. It's I know you like top-down shooters. So if you find this, you need to pick it up. It's got 3 games, 1, 2, and Raiden Jet. And it's got different modes. Expert mode, which I didn't play around with. It's got boss mode, which you just go around and you pretty much for all the, you know, you just face all the bosses. So
boss rush.
Yeah, boss rush. So,
and not like Geddy Lee rush.
Oh, why not?
Standing in the limelight, the universal dream.
A lot of ships. You can choose from a lot of ships. I forgot how many ships were actually.
There's a shipload of ships in there.
I was just about to make that. I was wondering why nobody had made that joke yet.
So. I was letting him finish his thought.
Or a joke about the drizzling ships.
Wow.
That's nasty.
It does support local co-op, but not online or anything.
Well, if it's $20.
No, I'm not complaining, but it would
be. Of course, if it was an arcade game, we'd be bitching it in online for $20.
Well, it's definitely worth it.
All we do is bitch.
With the three games, and I tried to.
If it was
an
arcade game, I'd be bitching about the fact it was $20.
Yeah.
There's so many screen options you can do. Like, when you get it.
Well, yeah, because you could. It's widescreen, so you can probably tilt it to the side, so you can flip your TV on its side.
Yeah.
Play it that way.
The only thing is you can't. Make it
you can't swim?
You can't swim. You can't make it full screen.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's not a big deal. So, but it's really good for $20, three games. If you love
shmups.
Top-down shooters.
Shmups.
It's really good.
Sweet.
So,
I'll keep an eye out for it.
Definitely, because like I said, it's going to there's a foot in my way.
My shoe!
Like,
fuck shoes.
If it was your foot in the way, you'd still be able to see your face.
You
messed it up. You messed it up.
But if you find it, definitely pick it up. Don't even second guess it, because I guarantee.
Don't even think about it.
It'll be a hard one to find.
Wow, that was very loud. John,
if you walk in and you see it and you don't buy it, I'm gonna appear and bitch slap you in the face.
Whatever.
With his teleportation device.
And I'm just gonna disappear again. I'll be like, "Hey, Gambus, see you."
Oh, it's not just for Gambus, it's for everyone.
Yeah,
you people.
Well, I'm getting...
You people.
What do you mean, you people?
What?
You people.
Oh.
You people.
You Abercrombie and Fitch people.
Yeah, apparently.
You sold this corporate model.
I do not have a single stitch of Abercrombie and Fitch clothing in my possession.
Today.
Never.
Right. Okay.
I don't eat people either, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, that hasn't been proved.
And Killer Wolverine can make right turns.
Yes, I can. And I don't drive in a circle.
See, Gambus, I still think you make bad movies.
Yes, you do. That is a fact.
Yeah, but you don't have a big gap tooth like Uwe Boll does.
No, you don't. You have a cooler beard.
You do have a much cooler beard.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
So, anyway, Jeff Gordon, what else are you playing?
Wow. That's it on the 360. The PS3 actually got turned on this week.
Wow.
Last week, whatever. For the simple fact that the Infamous demo went up 2 days early.
Yes, it did.
So I got on there, and I have to thank Maze for I let him game share the demo, and he let me in turn game share his Burnout Paradise.
Oh, nice.
So, because I don't have it for 360 anymore, so I downloaded that, and I played around with that. And the only complaint I have, and it's the R2 and the L2 are used for the brake, and my fingers, if you play it a long time.
Your fingers slip off.
Yeah. So it took a little bit of me to get used to it, but other than that, it's the same thing. So there's lot of trophies.
You know what I've noticed, and not to sort of jump in here, but it fits with what you said before about the PS3 finally getting turned on. I don't know if it correlates, but ever since my 360 red ringed, I really don't play as much 360 anymore. I think probably because I bought so many games. Like, I bought two or three games on PS3 right when my 360 red ringed. Number one, the multiplats I bought on PS3 because my 360 was dead. But I don't find myself playing it as much since I got it back, which is weird. Probably because there hasn't been like anything huge yet for me to play on it. But it's a little weird.
Well,
anyways,
at least you're sharing the love with your PS.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I share
well,
the love.
It would have no choice but to get some love shared with Infamous coming out and Uncharted 2 and Street Fighter because I was going to buy that on PS3 regardless. So
sweet.
So I did play that Burnout Paradise, and you know it's Burnout. I did also steal the Cops and Robbers from them, but I don't know how
thief
to play it because I know it's online. And I tried to get online with it, and the only option I had was a race. There was no Cops and Robbers option. So, but the cars are in my garage. There's 35 police cars, so
nice.
I mean, I have them. I just don't know how to play Cops and Robbers. So, Maze, we're going to have to experiment with that later on.
I may have to pick Burnout out up now.
It's fun.
You know, I had it originally. No, I didn't have it originally. I played the demo, and it just wasn't for me.
It's not Burnout.
Right.
You have to get past that fact once you do.
But they've added so much stuff now.
The motorcycles, the toy cars, the cops and robbers.
Yeah, that it really makes me want to pick it up. Since it's, I mean, it's cheap now,
and
too.
I'll tell you, the motorcycles are really cool.
Right. Yeah, but I couldn't play all the time like that.
No, and I'm glad you don't have to. But I love how they gave them each different challenges. Like the motorcycles, you got 8 different challenges you have to complete. So, and you know how you remember that you know the challenges I'm talking about for the game. So they
of
gave motorcycles their own challenges.
I still owns it.
Yep.
I just wish that they would. I just wish it had traffic checking in. Like the
they sort of do.
Do they?
Sort of, but I mean, you can't go full speed and slam into someone now.
Right.
You kind of. You can still traffic check, sort of, kind of when you're going fast. But
right.
It's not like it used to be.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of Burnout Revenge, was
the traffic
checking traffic into people.
Yeah. Which, I went on a, when Best Buy had that $10 sale, I also, later that week, I went on a quest to look for that, and I couldn't find it.
What, Burnout Revenge? Yeah. I still actually own it, oddly enough.
I really want to own that again, because that was probably my favorite Burnout, so.
I own that, as well as Ridge Racer still, oddly enough, which I haven't played in years.
200 years.
So, well, probably not that long. But
so, you know,
it's been a while.
Yeah. I just messed around Paradise City for a while. I like you all did last week. Well, not you all. You, Khan, and you, Wombat, played the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 demo by plugging in another controller.
Nice.
So I'm still looking forward to end of June.
Yeah, fuck all y'all.
So
I still haven't played it.
Since it's baseball season, I have a hankering to play baseball, but I can't afford the 09, MLB 09, so I just play the demo again.
Nice.
So, and then I played Power Up Forever while I was waiting for some other games that I stole from Maze. Thank you again, by the way. I stole Quest for Booty, and I stole Calling All Cars.
Nice. Quest for Booty?
Ratchet and Clank.
Oh. I thought you were talking about Age of Booty for some reason.
No.
I'm like, you have that on 360. Why would you steal the PS3 version?
No. Ratchet and Clank. So I was waiting for those to download. I played Power Up Forever. So still an interesting game. Still pretty hard. Especially when you get to level 3 or 4. They just all gang up on you and swarm around. And
I made it to like 11.
Yeah, aren't you special?
Aren't you special?
So the game doesn't end. That's why it's called Power Up Forever.
Forever.
So,
forever.
After that,
I did
play Calling All Cars, which I didn't really get into it.
It's like a top-down Twisted Metal, except you're like collecting stuff.
Right.
Well, you're collecting.
You're shooting basketball
convicts,
and you're shooting them in a hoop.
Yeah.
It's like basketball meets Twisted Metal.
You have to put them back into prison different ways, like either through a prison or in a paddy wagon or other ways. So I just really didn't get into it.
A paddy wagon.
Do you have in your newsletter about the? David Jaffe news posting, or what did
Twisted
you see that?
Metal thing. Twisted Metal.
Yeah, he put up like a little section of a like kind of a memo, I guess, that he sent to his staff or whatever, with some things blurred out. But you can kind of, the first way he put it up, you could still kind of see what was going on under the blurred out section, and it looks like it's definitely Twisted Metal.
Really?
I mean, it.
Well,
it,
he already said he was working on it.
Right.
Stop fucking around with it.
And it looks like you're actually, there's going to be a lot of out of the car stuff.
Oh, fuck.
Because
that.
It says we need to add personality and something else, and it says that. We can add that through our human characters or something like that. And then it said there needs to be something to do with the animation when he's out of the car, when he gets hit by a car, when he's like holding on to a car or whatever. So it sounds like it's going to be the rumor is that it's going to be like the Twisted Metal game that he sort of wanted to make a while back, like the open world Twisted Metal game. Sounds like what it's going to be similar to. But we'll see. I mean, that's just judging off one memo, but
you know, Twisted Metal was awesome because of what it was.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know if I'm ready for it to change.
Well,
there hasn't
been
enough of it.
It's got. I think it's got a chance. It just depends on what it's like.
I just don't think there's been enough of it yet to want to change it, because we've had what you had 2 by him on the PS1. I don't count the other three
because the other two were terrible.
Yeah, and then you had Black.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the one on the PS2, the head-on.
Yeah, which was
PSP,
actually pretty good.
Which is good, but it still didn't feel like a full Twisted Metal.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was ready for, I was so ready for a new Twisted Metal. And
personally, I hope that this one goes the same art style direction of Black and not of the first two.
Oh,
as much
I
as I like the first two, I think to me, Black was head and shoulders in terms of atmosphere above the first two. Yeah. So
it was
Yeah, I hope that it goes that route.
Which is what it's supposed to be.
Right. That's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Right.
But no, I don't know how I missed it, but I tend to miss a lot of.
Well, I don't know if it even came. I think I saw it on Friday night, so it was probably after. Yeah, it was probably after you.
Because you know, it's I do it 9 to 5.
Right, 9 to 5.
I need some time off too. I need the weekend off, man.
You do it 9 to 5 is more like 5 to 9.
Yeah, no doubt.
Actually, it's more like 1 to 6.
I don't think I've ever known you to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning ever since I've known you.
No, not. I won't be doing that until probably fall. When I go back to the schools.
Back to the schools.
So you're on my
back
court, Holmes.
Back to life.
Thanks.
Back to reality. Are you playing anything else? We totally got derailed.
Yeah, a lot. And the last thing I did play a lot of was the Infamous demo, so. That is.
Okay.
That is all. Yes. So, this week, I'll probably finish Wolverine, more Infamous, and definitely more Raiden. So.
Finish up Wolverine, huh?
I don't think anything comes out this week that I'm interested in.
We said that last week. We said there's nothing coming out this week, and then like we ended up playing like 3 brand new games.
Well, I totally didn't know Raiden Fighters was supposed to come out last week.
I didn't either. That just kind of showed up.
So I mean, I don't know. But even if something comes out, I can't afford it. So
afford it. Oh yeah.
That's another thing I said we were missing Metal was Gear. The Metal Gear Tourette's.
We kind of
Chrome Face
deviated away from that a little bit.
Foam Wolverine Claw.
I think we've matured a lot.
Matured.
I don't think they want us to mature.
Oh,
we have not matured at all.
What?
Boobies.
I guess I gotta.
What was that noise?
What? What in the hell?
What was that noise?
Oh damn it, Bobby!
Ninja.
Where you go?
Where do you go?
I guess it leaves me. Man, I played a lot of shit this week.
A
lot of shit this week. I finished up Don't You Dare Hit Me There.
Did you record it?
Yes, it's recording. Right. Chillax, brother.
I'm just making sure. Calm your ass.
I finished Dynasty Warriors Gundam 2.
Podcast fight.
For review.
Podcast fight. And how was it?
It's... Man, are you a Gundam fan?
Yes.
You need to buy that game. It was like a billion fucking things to unlock. It lasts forever. I couldn't even finish everything. It was taking like 200 hours to finish everything. I mean, there's like 10 missions in the mission mode for each character.
But you're
like,
Superman.
Shh. Don't tell anybody. Well,
you're wearing the shirt.
Fuck, I forgot to put my suit on.
Yeah.
There's like 10 missions for each of the characters in mission mode, and there's like 10 characters, so that's 100 missions right there. Then you have the other mode, which just does all this like random mission stuff. There's probably like 20 missions per character in there, and there's like 15 characters.
Wow.
Like every suit from every Gundam game, or from every Gundam series is like in the game. Like, every character, if you don't know Gundam, you get so confused. Like, I'm watching the story, I'm like, I have no idea who the fuck these people are. I don't know what they're talking about. What? Shake a Gundam at it. What? I don't know.
Did you say shake a Gundam at it?
Shake a Gundam at it.
Wow.
But, yeah, there's just a lot.
When in doubt, shake a Gundam at it.
When in doubt, shake it. But, yeah, there's a lot of shit in that game. Tons of shit in that game. If you can deal with the repetition of just mashing, like, 2 or 3 buttons. Over and over again.
I really enjoyed the first one.
Then you'll really enjoy the second one. It's basically the same game.
Nice.
Cool.
But just a lot more shit.
Yeah.
So, and I finished Velvet Assassin for review. I really did like that game. It's really gritty. You wanted your realistic World War II game?
Yeah, you got it.
Play that. You're sneaking past parts where like...
With the exception of the dancing around in your underwear.
Well, yeah. Which doesn't make any sense.
No.
But basically... You're sneaking past areas where, like, Germans are, like, just killing people, just, like, slaughtering them, and you have to watch it, torturing them, because you can't do anything about it. So it's really gritty. You'll be, like, sneaking past dead bodies and moving through prisons where, like, people are screaming for you to save them, and you can't.
Man.
Very dark game.
I might pick it up when it
gets a little cheaper.
Yeah.
You really gotta like stealth games. It's really a matter of patience. You know, inch forward, inch forward, inch forward. That's all you can do.
And if you get caught, you're dead.
Pretty much, because the gunplay sucks. The gunplay is terrible, but it's not a shooter, so
yeah.
It doesn't really matter. I also, this is awesome. I went to Best Buy. Best Buy had You're in the Movies for $10 with the camera.
Nice.
So I bought it. I made one movie. Might have been the most awesome thing I've ever seen. And then I traded the game in because the game is terrible.
Nice.
But the movie that you make is awesome, and I wish I could still watch it because, like, I did every part. I filmed every part and did all the different stuff, and, like, they have to do these motions, like, show me your sad face. Show me your angry face. Pretend like you're lifting a car or something.
Right.
And then, like, the trailer plays, and it shows me, like, with, like, flames behind me, and I'm going, ah! And it's, like, in a world where it is. It's, like, everybody's a superhero, and then there was a motion where I went like this, and I shoot a fireball at a version of me, and I'm, like, ducking it. It's fucking hilarious. It's worth just doing that just to see the movie, because the movie was just hilarious. And I would have liked to have gone through and did them all, because I imagine they're hilarious, but it literally takes like 45 minutes to do all the mini games for the movie.
Jeez.
And they're basically really jank versions of iToy.
Nice.
Basically, you just stand there and punch stuff or dodge stuff or just move around. It's not very fun, but the outcome, the movie, is like awesome. That's the best part of it. And I wish I could upload it to YouTube and watch it, because I played all four parts in the movie.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So, like, every person that's fighting, like, there's two of me fighting each other, throwing fireballs back and forth at each other.
Nice.
It's the mirror universe.
And there's a scene where it asked me to pretend like I was flying. So there's a scene in the trailer for the movie where I'm like this, and there's a little green smoke coming off my legs. I'm like, shh.
Were you wearing that same shirt?
No, I was wearing a different shirt, but there's also a scene where I'm running through the city like this.
Nice. That's funny.
But it is the outcome is quite hilarious, so... If you find it for $10, probably worth picking up for that. But
especially if you have friends over a lot, it might be.
Dude, if
neat.
You have friends over a lot, and you guys can make some funny ass movies,
especially with the camera included.
The camera
yeah.
included for $10, man.
Yeah,
you can't really beat that.
Yeah,
you know.
But still,
it's not
it's
very.
Still, you're in the movies.
This game could be infinitely better if you're drunk.
Interesting.
If you're really drunk, this game could be like the greatest thing since sliced bread, better than Rock Band.
Wow.
But only if you're really drunk.
Only if you're exceedingly drunk.
Cool.
I wish there was a way to upload the movies to like YouTube or something. Seriously, that'd be awesome. I played every arcade game this week under the sun. I caught back up on all my arcade games. Played Arkanoid. It's Arkanoid.
What else can you say?
You can't really say much about Arkanoid other than you bounce a ball up and down and knock out some blocks.
Sweet.
But that's fun.
My Peggle yeah. addiction turned in, you know, it kind of felt like Peggle a little bit. Just a little bit. I played Space Invaders Extreme to see what all the hoopla was about.
What do you think?
Man, playing that with headphones on was awesome. Because, like, I'm sitting there with the headphones on, I hear... I'm like, oh, let's listen to the podcast or something. But I like how it, like, speeds up and it never stops. And, like, if you kill enemies with, like, that are certain colors, like, it gives you bonuses, like, it gives you the laser shot... Man, them graphics don't get any more generic. Everything's a square. Like, your ship is, like, four squares.
Yep.
Like, it's totally old school.
Don't diss on the Space Invader, though. That's our
logo.
Oh,
no. It's really fun. You can play four-player co-op online on Xbox Live.
Nice.
And it's only $10.
Nice.
So.
Sweet.
Also played a game called Zombie Wranglers for Xbox Live Arcade. It's kind of cool, actually. It's like, It's almost like what you thought Monster Madness was going to be. You go around, you kill zombies with these little kids, and you can actually suck them up like Ghostbusters.
Nice.
And, like, just beat up zombies and stuff. The only thing I don't like about it is, like, you can't run and attack at the same time, so you have to stop. And the zombies move a lot faster than you really expect them to, so you're constantly, like, getting cornered and hit when you shouldn't be. So it's a little wonky, but with four-player co-op, I think it could be really cool. I finally picked up Virtual On, and... You know, this is the first time that I've ever actually played Virtual On where I had two sticks. Because when I used to play it on the Dreamcast, I didn't have the twin sticks. So I wouldn't have spent $100
yeah.
on. But now that you have dual analog sticks, that game's awesome. I love Virtual On. And
I heard the graphics are really crisp.
Yeah, they're very smooth, very crisp. It's very colorful. And this one just got me. When I was playing, you know how you can select your different suit that you want to use? When you go over to the far right and you scoot back to where you can load a character, it's a VMU.
Nice.
I was like, now that's a very nice touch.
Cool.
It's a Dreamcast VMU, and it even has a little swirl on it.
Nice.
So, but that's pretty awesome. What else did I play? I played Puzzle Quest Galactrix. Seriously, I'm too fucking stupid to play this game.
Well... admitting it is a first step.
I tried to play, and I played Puzzle Quest, the other one. I had no problem winning, you know, because it's basically just your standard puzzle game, and you can use special attacks.
Right.
The computer just mopped the floor with me, because in Galactrix, whichever way you switch the blocks is which way the blocks fall. So if you switch up, the blocks fall up. If you switch to the side, they fall to the side. And the computer, every time I'd do a move, I'd get like a 3 combo, like 3 blocks. The computer would do it, and it would get like 400 chains.
Huh.
And I'm talking the first character that I'm playing against. I lost 6 times.
Wow.
Against the first player. I'm like, I'm too stupid to play this. I'm not good enough at puzzle games to play this.
I heard that Galactrix from other shows, I've heard that it's a very, how should I put it, it's not nearly as approachable.
No, it's not at all.
As the original Puzzle Quest.
It whooped my ass back and forth. I leveled up before I beat the first guy.
Wow.
That's how many times I lost.
That's crazy.
I had new skills before I even beat him. It was pathetic. I mean, it was just, I'm sitting there playing, and I'm like, am I just this stupid, or do I just not get something? And I'm like, I just don't know how to play these kind of games as well. So, definitely don't recommend that if you're not hardcore puzzle dude. It's kind of cool how it does, like, it's all sci-fi instead of, you know, dragons and all that stuff like the first one was, so. It's kind of like the Mass Effect of Puzzle Quest.
Nice.
The Mass Effect.
Does it have a whole lot of load times?
No, actually, and there's no elevators.
Oh, that's sad. Does it have texture pop?
No, there is no textures.
It's just one big texture.
It's just, it's
so
like,
basically it looks like Mass Effect before the texture pops in.
Yeah, it's like a cardboard cutout of characters and stuff.
Nice.
Speaking of texture pop in, I also played Wolverine.
Nice.
Oh.
Which runs on that Unreal Engine. And
I didn't have any of that.
You probably just didn't see it. It's that standard Unreal Engine stuff where, like, like, when you start the level, he'll appear, and then, like, his pants will slowly start getting the texture on him. Nah, like, I got that a lot.
I didn't notice.
I noticed it in the demo.
Yeah, like, he would be standing there, and he's talking on his little headset, and he's walking, which it does the Gears thing, where he's walking slow, and he's holding the thing up to his ear.
Right.
And, like, his pants start forming, like, the texture on him. Like, you can see him, and everything's there, but it gets better the longer you wait, which is just with the Unreal Engine, it happens in every game like that. But outside of that, that game is a visceral bitch. It is awesome. It's long. It's gory. It's fun. It never really got frustrating at any one point. There was a couple of things in it that I was kind of like, this is kind of stupid that they're in here. Like the sneaking through the base when you didn't have your healing ability. I'm like, why do we need a stealth section?
That was frustrating for me.
I'm like, but I'm just saying, it wasn't frustrating, but it was like, why does this have to be here? Like, he's Wolverine. I don't need a... It's like when they made the Hulk game and made a stealth mission.
Well, the way they explained it was pretty interesting.
The way they explained it was, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. Make that a cutscene. I don't want to sneak around as well. He's got giant fucking claws on his hands. You know what I want to do with them? I want to cut people's heads off. And that's what I did through the majority of the game. Yeah. So that mission, I was like, fuck you.
There's always one mission. You weren't like, fuck you with the 4 Wendigos at the same time?
No, that was fun. That was actually cool. You know you didn't have to fight them all at the same time.
Yeah,
right?
I know. It just... they.
You get an achievement if you beat them all when they're all up together.
I didn't mean to do it, but as you're going through, it's kind of hard for them not to hit the other containers.
What it was is when the fight started, I ran over and just broke every container. I'm like, bring them all!
I'm surprised. Bring them all! When you fought the blob, did you...
I broke everything except for the last 2 walls.
See?
And the achievement says you don't have to break those walls, which is bullshit, because that's the only 2 things I didn't break.
Well, see, the way I did it is I let him chase me, and... he would destroy everything, but I'm pretty sure you have to get on his back and guide him to it.
See, that's stupid.
But that's because I broke everything but 1 wall, so I'm like, unless that wall counts, I did everything.
See, those walls have to count because there was nothing left in the grocery store when I was done with that fight. And the only reason I didn't get the other 2 walls is because he ran out of health.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get to the last wall. Yeah. That fight was cool, though.
I like that fight. That fight was really neat, how he chases you around, and he's like always constantly like slamming stuff, and then he'll do his move, and you jump on his back, and you use your claws to steer him, like which way you want to turn him and stuff. And no, the game is cool. The boss fights were kind of useless, because most of them you could just spam the claw spin, and you'd win. I mean, 9 times out of 10, you could.
I did it, the way you're supposed to.
Well, the Gambit fight just pissed me off, because he kept falling off. Because you're fighting him on the big,
Neon sign,
and he kept falling off, and then it would say, you've lost Gambit. Because he's dead, motherfucker.
See, I never
fight
had that.
Fight should be over.
I never had that problem. The problem with the Gambit fight with me was it went on for too long.
Well, you fought him like three times.
Yeah.
Like, you, every time you think you're ending the fight, he'd be like, oh, see you later, mon cher, and he'd fly up again, and you got to fight some more of those stupid, like, chicks with the yeah. blade, which they weren't hard. They just took forever yeah. to kill.
Yeah.
Like, I must have hit him with, like, a 60-hit combo, and they're still like, let's go. Let's fight. I'm like, no, fuck this, man. You're dead. And that's another thing that's, like, totally off about Wolverine game is, like, if I sliced any person in the world with my adamantium claws, they're dead.
Right.
Like, some of these people are taking, like, 40 hits from my claws. I'm like, no.
But still, it would be too easy. If
yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's fine.
It's the same as the old lightsaber
yeah.
rule.
Well, yeah, it is.
Right.
But it's still frustrating at that, you know.
What's frustrating is the part I'm on, the last boss, when he is starting to blow apart that tower, and you fall, if you happen to be in his path and you fall, why can't you climb your way back up like you can in some of the levels?
I honestly don't know about that. That last fight, for me, I see the part where you're talking about where he like makes the blocks fall.
Yeah.
And that he only did that to me once. Once he did that, on the next turn, I backed up. As soon as he started that third strike, I just jumped over it. And as soon as I landed, I lunged to his ass and just claw spinned him to death. Because once he gets in that claw spin, he won't move.
Right.
He just won't. And every time he would move away from me, I just lunged to him again. I would not let him get away from me.
No.
And that's the only way that I kept it. And the last boss fight was the easiest boss fight as far as fighting him personally.
For me, that is the hardest.
Except for the second Sabretooth fight.
I like the second Sabretooth
fight. Dude, it lasted like 30 seconds.
No. Mine went longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I get in the room with him, and I get him in a corner, and I just beat the fuck out of him, and I kept countering him and flipping over and throwing him, and then it was, like, over. I'm like, that was it?
I forgot what the achievement was to get when impale him. I just thought it said impale Sabretooth, so I was trying to impale him, because the first time I totally missed when he fought him in the bar, then I realized the achievement was impale him in the bar.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
well, it's not in the bar.
Shit. It's outside
It's outside
the bar. Right.
Next to the electric generator.
When you're, you know,
yeah.
fighting him. At the bar to impale him, and I thought it was the second fight.
So oh, no.
So I'm like, I'm going to impale you, and I did, and nothing popped. I'm like, well, I got to end this. So.
Yeah, the second fight was kind of like, eh. And then, you know, but the game itself is awesome. I can't get over how long it is. Like, it was like gears long when I got to the end. I was like, is this just fucking over yet? Because it just kept going and kept going and kept going. I'm like, oh, here we go with the flashback back to the jungle again.
Yeah, and see, that's,
oh, we're going back to the jungle
and that's
again.
That's the way of the story. It's... Two time frames. Present 3 years later. Present 3 years. It's just back and forth. I'm like, I don't care. I
no.
stop caring. Especially, I mentioned this in my review, is that, I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but the cutscenes, I would have to turn the volume up to hear them and then turn it back down when the gameplay started. So I just got tired of doing that, so I just stopped, you know, caring about the story altogether.
Well, the story's not really a huge part of the game. It was a cool, it's more fan-based. Like, you don't really care about the story if you're not a fan.
And the costumes you unlock are cool.
Yeah, I fought classic Wolverine in the room, and you got to lunge at each other.
Yeah,
that was
nice.
Kind of cool. But some of the levels I went back, when I went back to get the cake achievement, I played in the legendary Wolverine outfit.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool.
What's the legendary outfit?
The
blue and white, or blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow.
No,
classic is orange and brown.
That's the one I played in.
Yeah, I like
because
the, I like
guess
the
I unlocked.
Brown one.
The thing about it is like, to collect the statues to unlock all the outfits, they're not in specific places.
No.
You can collect them anywhere, and if you find two of them, you get an outfit. You find two more, you get an outfit. And then after you beat that and you find more of them, they just give you experience.
Yeah. So you don't, I mean, there's still, the ones you miss are still on the level somewhere, but like you said, you don't have to collect two in
certain
this level
ones.
To get this costume.
Yeah, you don't have to find them all.
There's, what, four total costumes?
Yeah, I think so.
Because there's X-Force, Classic, Legendary, and...
What's the X-Force one look like?
I didn't play with it. Oh. I have no idea. All I know is, because as you face them, once you earn them in the bonus challenge,
right.
So you got to go back to the main menu, hit bonus, and then you fight which ones you unlock, and you'll fight that Wolverine in that costume. And
oh,
I didn't
pay
attention to that one because the X Force Wolverine was a pain in the ass.
Oh, really?
He was hard as shit. So I forget what the fourth costume is.
I think if you're, honestly, after playing through it, I think if you're a Wolverine fan at all, you need to buy the game. At
$60.
I do, because I don't think you will ever get a better one, and I don't think there has been a better one.
You know, if they're making a movie to sequel, then they'll make a game, and I think they'll just capitalize and make the second one better.
I think they'll just make the same game.
Because
they worked on this one 2.5 years.
Well, hopefully they'll improve on some things.
Mm. I still don't see any reason why Wolverine fans shouldn't buy it.
because of it depends on what, you know, if you're taking it as a Wolverine fan, like you finally get an M-rated game, or this is supposed to be his origin story.
Dude, fuck the story part. It's a Wolverine game. Well, that's all you need to know about.
Call it Wolverine.
They're not going to do that because they want to capitalize on the movie.
Well,
they want to combine it to the movie. If you ignore the story, which, given what it is, I'm not a Wolverine fan. I don't know anything about it. I don't really care. The game itself is fun enough for people who aren't Wolverine fans to enjoy it. But if you are a Wolverine fan, this is, like, the thing.
Because it's finally M-rated. But
yeah.
I was more disappointed. And this is also the movie. It's not really his origin story. It's just him going around hacking people.
But is that really worth not playing it?
I'm not saying it's not worth playing. I just don't think it's worth $60.
See, I don't agree with that. It's a good action game. It's long enough. It's Wolverine.
It's too long in some places. That Gambit fight.
You know what?
Again,
you know what? It only gets long when you don't stop playing it. This game is probably 10 hours, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good solid 10 hours. Name me another action game besides God of War that's 10 hours long.
Well, this is a clone of God of War, so.
But name me another action game.
I'm sure they're
out
there.
That plays good.
Oh, I'm sure they're out there.
I play them all, dude. I don't remember one that long.
Oh, I'm sure they're out there.
I mean,
I just don't agree with the $60 thing. I don't. Just like last week, I'm
who
would have
thought that?
It.
Yeah, I know.
The non-Marvel fan is recommending the game.
I
honestly, and that's just me, I don't think you're going to get a better game for a very long time. I think the sequel is going to be pretty much the same game with a different story. And if you don't like the story, then that didn't do you any good.
Movie didn't do me any good.
But you know what? You'll still buy it when it comes out.
Well, to see what they add in extra. That's about it. Because, I mean, like I said, the movie took off good. It started good because it started off with the way his origin story is, and then it just strayed from there. If you're going to make a story, I know it's a movie adaptation. I know everything's got to change, but not this much. Not this much. So
I don't know. I really enjoyed Wolverine, being a fan of hack
and
slash.
I'm not saying I didn't enjoy
action
it.
Games.
It's
and I think if you're a fan of Wolverine, you should definitely buy it. I really do, but that's just me. We'll move on. I'm trying to think. I played. Actually picked up Guilty Gear 2 for the first time. I understand why I didn't like the Japanese demo, because I couldn't understand what the fuck you were supposed to do. If you took Dynasty Warriors and added the fighting game aspect of Guilty Gear to it, and added the control point system of Battlefield, that's basically what you get. It's really deep as far as the combos and stuff that you can do with your characters.
Well, it's Guilty Gear.
Yeah, but I mean, there's even cancels. Mm. Cancels in a Dynasty Warrior type game, which is ridiculous. Like, it's trying to teach you all the stuff, and I really, really like it, but I got a feeling that the further I get into it, the more confused I'm going to get, and the harder it's going to be to remember everything and keep track of everything. Because I watched it, like, you know, you let the rolling demo go.
Right.
I watched the rolling demo go. It was two guys playing against each other. Before the fight even started, he ran through, like, 40 menus real fast. I'm like, what the fuck did he just do? But as it is right now, I love it. And actually, like, when I started playing it, like, the voice acting's kind of cheesy. You know, what you'd expect. They're sitting there talking like, oh, I'm going to kick your ass. Fight, fight. There's one character that starts talking to you in the first mission that cracked me up. He comes on, and you can't see his face. I think it's Valentine. I can't tell yet because they haven't broke that in the story. But he's, like, telling you how to play. He's like, oh, hey, here's your soul thing. But he's, like, so hilarious. Like, the first time he comes on, and they're like, are those clones? He's like, yep. Yeah, that's where the clones come from. Then he'll start doing accents and stuff and making fun of you while he's talking.
Nice.
And he's really comical. Like, every other character in the game sucks, but every time he talks, I want to listen to him. Like, I want to hear what he says. Because when he says, yep, and he, like, accents it really heavy. And then he was talking about something, and he started going into this, like, Scottish accent. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't get the machine to work. And it's so funny. Like, the guy who does him is just awesome. But I really kind of passed up on this, and I picked it up relatively cheap for like $25, and I think it's really good. You're not gonna find anybody online to play with. I mean, game's pretty much dead. You might find a couple of Japanese players, but I mean, if you like Dynasty Warriors and you like deep fighting games and you like a little mix of strategy in with it, it's pretty good. I'm actually gonna play some more of that this week. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I played. Of course, I played more Peggle. There's not a week goes by that I don't play Peggle at least once a day. But most of my time was spent playing Wolverine. I actually wanted to beat it, so I actually beat it in like 2 days after I got it. And I guess the last thing I played was obviously Infamous, which we'll talk about here in a minute. This week, I'm going to play some more Guilty Gear. I was thinking about getting back into Riddick. I'm going to play Klonoa, which I'm actually really excited to play. Yeah. Oh, shit. I totally forgot. Oh. The other thing that I played this week was I picked up God of War, Chains of Olympus.
Oh, nice.
I picked it up used for like $14, and holy shit, I'm like an hour and a half into it. Hot damn.
I so about you. Halfway
well,
into it.
Yeah, you're unfortunately at an hour and a half. You're three quarters of the way into it.
Well, I'm on my way to fight.
Or not three quarters. You're one quarter of the way into
Morpheus,
it, probably.
The god of dreams, like the right. First thing that happens at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I just got the shield to go in
yeah.
to his realm now. And
the game's about 5 hours long.
Yeah, and that's good for a portable game, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really expect it to be much longer than that, but man.
It's real good.
It's really good. Like, the demo is basically the first half of the first level, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's just epic when you fight that big thing at the end.
Basilisk.
I mean, it's so awesome. That game is all. Do you own it?
No.
And you own a PSP?
It. I own a PSP.
And
yeah.
You do not own God.
It's awesome.
I can't do anything with you, man. That is like the great. And I picked up Mega Man Powered Up because I found it for $8.99.
Nice.
So, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I picked that up. I just put it in last night to make sure it worked. I'm like, oh, I remember how much I love this game. So, but yeah, I'm going to finish. I'll probably play more God of War this week. Chronicles of Riddick, Guilty Gear Judgment, and Klonoa are the big ones. Also, I've got Raiden Fighters coming that I'll get for review, and I'm going to play that. And I think I have a couple other things coming this week. But I'm actually really excited to play some more Guilty Gear, and I'm really excited to play Raiden. I'm really excited to play God of War. It's like I'm playing all these different kinds of games now. And
yeah, wide variety.
Yeah, it's a good time to do that because...
They say it's the spice of life.
Yeah.
Indeed it is. You feel me?
You feel me?
Now that we've wrapped up individual fondling, it's time to talk about a little game that everybody played this week that everybody's interested in knowing.
With the exception of Gambus, who didn't get to play it.
With the exception of Gambus, for some reason, who didn't play it. Why didn't you play it?
Because I didn't get a download code.
Oh, you should have talked to somebody. Should have talked to somebody who could share.
Should have game shared it.
I'm out of spot, so I can't hook you up. But we're going to talk about Infamous and the demo that everybody played this week.
Well, go ahead. Talk about this great game.
Well, I guess the easiest way to start the conversation is, did anybody think it wasn't any good?
No, I thought it was excellent.
I thought it was amazing.
Oh, Sucker Punch, how you tease me with your great games.
This is what the PS3 needs.
I seriously think it's the best PS3 game I've played since Metal Gear Solid, by far, exclusive-wise.
Yeah. I actually would agree. I mean, in terms of single... Obviously, it doesn't have multiplayer. But in terms of a single-player experience, in my opinion, just from the demo, it's easily the best
and
since Metal
about
Gear Solid.
A demo, that's how you do a demo.
Yeah, that
yeah
is, that's how you
absolutely
do it.
I mean, that demo goes for like almost an hour.
Huge
and it depends
demo
on what you... You know, what you want to do, it would probably go longer.
Yeah, if you just run around and
yeah
do random shit.
You know, if I had to nitpick and say the only bad thing about the demo is if you go down certain alleys, it'll abort mission automatically.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's nitpicking.
Right. So. Well, and I mean, even once you complete, like, the first two missions, you've got a pretty sizable area you can wander around. Because, I just ran around for a while and before it, you know, kicked me.
Yeah.
Just destroying cars and
dude, there's nothing better than like being on the top of a building and sliding across the power line and shooting guys while you're sliding across the power line, then jumping off the building and just using your super slam to just slam down into the middle of a crowd and just watch everything explode.
It's
everything that's climbable that you think you can climb, you can climb.
Oh yeah, he's scaling up walls like crazy. You know, it's
like Spider-Man.
He is like Spider-Man without a web.
Yeah.
Without actually sticking everything on God's earth.
Yeah. My favorite power is the jumping off something high and doing the thunder slam
into
the ground. It's so awesome to jump off a really tall building and fall all the way down and just slam into a car as it's driving by on the way, and it just lightning shoots out from the sides of it, and everybody like gets knocked down, and the car explodes underneath you, and your dude's just kind of standing there on top of it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What I found myself doing in the demo was saving civilians when I was on the good side, just going up and like defibrillate them with your powers,
right?
By holding
triangle.
R1.
You hold R1 to lock on,
and then
triangle.
Triangle
yeah
button.
You have three options when I guess we should explain some of the mechanics since most people haven't played
it
yet.
Well, yeah.
When you if you knock someone, either an enemy or a civilian, onto the ground and they're not dead yet, they're just laying on the ground like writhing in pain, you can go up to them, you hit the R1 button, and you'll lock onto them. And for enemies, you have two options. For civilians, you have three options. You have bio-leech, where it's supposed to be used for evil. You take your hand and you put it down like you're going to put it over the person's face, and they put their hand up to block you, and you have to tap the square button, and he'll stick his hand down onto their face and leech their energy out of them to heal himself. You also have the ability, like Wolverine was saying, to heal civilians, where he'll charge his fists up like a defibrillator and shock them, and they'll come back to life. Or you have the ability to arc restraint people, where he'll like tie them down to the ground with these lightning restraints once they're on the ground.
I think as far as open world games go, I think it's got the best control scheme.
Oh,
and
easily.
It's got so much that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can just hold down one button to go into aiming mode to aim your powers, or you can just use them just flat out. You know, it's different when you're in aiming mode as opposed to off. Falling is as easy as tapping the circle button. I mean, he scales everything.
What's interesting is I didn't see anything as the lack of a lock-on feature, though.
No, I don't.
I don't think there is lock on.
Which, you know,
as far
really,
as I could tell, but
it,
yeah, you didn't really,
really
notice
anything,
it, right? Yeah,
because the aiming's so well done.
Yeah, the aiming scheme is very similar to Uncharted, where you hold down the L1 button to aim, and he'll put up his hand for his I don't want to say generic, but like his normal lightning attack.
Yeah,
and you'll have a circular cursor that you put over your enemies, just like in Uncharted, to aim, and you'll take him down with your regular lightning, and then he has a L1 and the X button does it's basically like a force push, but it's an electric blast that knocks everything into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, there's not much more fun than either when you're evil or good, but especially when you're evil. When number one, there's either a car driving straight at you and you just launch that force push and that thing flips like two or three times in the air and crashes down into a crowd of people. Or when you're walking and there's a whole congregation of people and you just walk straight up, blast them, and they all go flying. And you just keep walking straight through the middle.
When you blast dudes off of rooftops,
yeah,
they just go flying across,
yeah,
the level. They're like,
The grenade also is very awesome to use, too.
Yeah, the grenade is badass. Yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah.
That's another difference between good and evil. On the good side, the grenade, when it explodes, anybody it doesn't kill, it will lock them down into the arc restraints. On the evil side, when it explodes, it breaks into a bunch of little grenades, which then explode. The one thing that I thought was really cool is, unlike most open-world games, you actually earn experience points depending on how you kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Like a standard kill only gets you 5 experience points, but if you kill somebody, or if you hit somebody with your lightning and they fall off a high building, you get 10 more points for that. If you kill two or more people, you get a 3-in-1 combo, and you get more points for that. Like, you're rewarded with experience points for killing people in creative ways.
Yeah, you get the stunt bonuses,
right,
for doing things like attacking them while you're sliding across the power lines, or if you do like the slam down the thunder thing,
right,
you know, you get experience for that.
Yeah, the cover system is generic, but it works really well.
Yeah.
You just tap the circle button, and if you're behind a car, you'll duck behind the
right
car. And you're not stuck to it, which is good, because there's no reason to stick to it.
Right.
So I think that's done. Healing yourself, yeah, you can either A, let yourself heal, but it does take a while. And then the way you're supposed to do it is click down on the left stick. It'll show you where all the power sources are for your electricity. You go up to one of them, hold down the L2 button, trigger, whatever, and then he'll suck the energy out and you store energy and heal.
Yep.
So,
which is cool and very valuable later in the demo.
Yeah.
When you learn the lightning, I don't even remember what, lightning storm, which is just one of the awesomest moves in any game I've ever seen in my life. The last level of the demo has you tasked to destroy this truck that's driving through the city, and you gain a power called lightning storm, where it takes, if you have a full bar, it'll take your whole bar. If you have less than a full bar, it'll take less than your full bar, but it won't be as powerful. But basically, you hold down on the D-pad, and he lifts his hands up in the air and then brings them down, and it shoots huge bolts of lightning straight in front of you and just decimates everything in its path. And it's, I mean, it's one of the most visually exciting powers that I've ever seen in a superhero game.
Well, speaking
it's
of
amazing.
Visuals, as far as an open world game, I don't think I've seen one look this good.
No, it looks fantastic.
I think it looks better than GTA. I think it looks a lot better than, you know, Mercenaries.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, Saints Row, it looks better than anything I've seen open world wise.
Absolutely.
And you get that sense of feeling like, you know, something bad happened because something bad did happen in the city, and you have the gritty, you know, look of it.
So. Yeah, I think that's the cool thing about the art direction is that even though it's realistic looking, you can also, it's very comic book looking as well. So there are certain parts of it that are very realistic, and there are certain parts of it that are very much taken straight from a comic
book. You'll see most of the comic book stuff from the cutscene story.
Yeah.
So.
Which, that's another aspect. It looks to have a fantastic story.
Yeah.
The voice acting is incredible, especially for the main character, Cole. His voice changes back and forth depending on whether he's good or evil. His dialogue is great. The cutscenes that I've seen so far, the cutscenes that are in the demo, are very well done. They're done in, if you've downloaded the infamous theme, they're all done in that sort of comic book style. Bright colors, but muted at the same time. Really, really well done on the cutscenes.
The city feels alive with the way the people interact with you, depending on if you're good or evil, how they'll stop and want to take a picture of you or just, you know, like cheer you on as you're climbing up through the different stuff and make comments on what you're doing.
Right.
Like, it all feels very much alive.
Yeah. And, like, it's neat because the, like you said, they'll make comments. So, like, you could be, if you're, you have static thrusters in the game where when you jump, you can hit the, I think it's R1, and he sticks his hands down and he shoots out like this static energy or whatever, and it keeps him afloat, lets you like glide down. And every now and then you'll jump off a building and you'll hit the static thrusters and you'll start gliding, and you'll hear one of the people go on the ground go, "Wow, that is so cool." Or like you'll we were talking about the game before the show, and I was saying, you know, if you knock down an enemy and you stick the arc restraints on them, they'll be sitting there chained to the ground and they can't move. And like citizens, ordinary citizens will come up to the enemy and they'll be like making the old, up yours move. They'll spit on the person that's on the ground. They'll be taking pictures. It's really, really, really in depth in terms of the, like the civilian action. But I mean, honestly, the most impressive thing to me and the thing that, I think makes the game so good is the mobility. Because you have so many options in terms of actually getting around the world. The climbing is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think the climbing is even better than Assassin's Creed.
It is.
The regular moving through the world is just as good as you expect. But you also have a dodge button, which allows you to roll, allows you to backflip. The jumping is great. He jumps basically the perfect height. And you've got the static thrusters that allow you to float for a little while. And the whole skating on the power lines thing is the coolest thing ever.
It totally is.
The thing about it is you jump on the power line and you hold forward, and at the longer you're on the power line, the faster he goes. And when you cut off of it, he sort of jumps off of it, and he kind of rolls when he hits. And it looks really cool.
Yeah, you can even change direction and go back the other way, which is really cool.
And it's pretty cool the balance he has when you climb up something big and you have like this tiny antenna on top of a building and he's just wobbling and keeping his balance. It's really cool looking and it's really well done. And
I think this is going to be, if there was one game this year so far that is going to make the PS3, it's this game. Just because it's so good.
Yeah.
And I think this demo definitely needs to be available to everybody.
Yeah. Which it will be here shortly.
Yeah, I think like a week before the game comes out. I think actually the demo that we have, the trial, supposedly ends like the day before it comes out for everybody.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, overall, definitely, definitely the best open world superhero game I've ever played from the demo. And I love, this is coming from somebody who loved Crackdown.
Infamous, I adore Crackdown.
In my opinion, Infamous is head and shoulders above Crackdown.
Yeah. I just hope it retains that through the whole thing. As long as it does that, it's going to be better than Crackdown. And I love Crackdown.
Yeah. I mean, I love the whole electric. At first, when they first announced that his powers were going to be based around electricity,
yeah.
I was kind of like, nah, I mean, I'm not really sure where they're going. They did a great job with it, and it actually opens itself up to a lot of really cool gameplay opportunities. The first level that you'll play in the demo, if I assume the public demo is going to be same as the one that's out now,
mm-hmm.
The first level that you'll play, there's a bunch of hostages in a train. And you have to use your force push to clear these cars. I keep calling it force push, but your lightning push thing to knock these cars out of the way. And then you jump on top of the train, and he uses his electricity from his body to power the train. So as long as you're standing on the front car, the train moves. But as soon as you jump off of it, it stops. And then as you're going along the tracks, the enemies disable the power grid underneath the train. So you have to jump down and use your electricity to charge the power grid and then jump back on the train and drive it some more. It's just the whole game is fantastic.
I can't say enough good things about it. Stay away from water because we know electricity
and
water equals. Yeah. You have to do it just once in the demo.
Yeah, you do.
Right. Like, I wonder what happened.
As soon as I saw that fountain, I'm like, oh, look at the water. I'm going to jump in it. And as soon as I jumped in the water, it's ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
The only thing that upsets me, I think, and what will maybe hold it back from being as good as Crackdown, I don't know because it's
right.
I haven't played through the whole thing yet, is, man, how awesome would it be to play co-op in this game?
Yeah.
You know, and that was why Crackdown lasted as
yeah.
long as it did, because
yeah.
you could get back in the game with your buddy and play through it. And
that's true.
And I would love to see that eventually.
It would be. I mean, it would be it'd be really cool. I think, honestly, it would be a better addition to the second chapter of the series, because this one is really all about Cole and
yeah.
kind of getting his story out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know that the multiplayer would really fit in with the story.
Yeah, not right now. But Crackdown from day one,
it was about
was
multiple. Right.
Thing.
So I'm hoping that, you know, I'm thinking probably with the next game they'll introduce another hero that might make co-op possible.
Well,
but
and,
you're
and
right.
That's
fine. I mean, the whole universe is basically ripe for a multiplayer
game.
I would still
love to just let me take two Coles.
Right.
I don't care, story aside, just take
right.
two Coles, throw them in the world, and just let people just
yeah,
go nuts
yeah,
with it.
That would be fun.
It would definitely be fun.
Yeah. Because I could just have so much fun with, like, two people just running through the world, just
but,
destroying
you know,
everything.
For open world, though, I do prefer multiplayer, but I have a blast just
right.
Oh, no, the game is going to be phenomenal even without it.
Yeah.
But that could be the thing that could make it last for, like, years.
Well,
kind of like Crackdown did, was lasted forever because
yeah.
of that. Like, if you want to play Crackdown now, I can't play it by myself.
Well, no.
You know.
I couldn't play it by myself in the first place.
Yeah, I could,
it's
but...
It's not as fun.
It's not nearly as fun, but, you know, I just imagine having that with Infamous, yeah. and that would just be freaking awesome.
Well, the possibilities yeah. are out there, so we'll see where it goes from, you know, after the May 26th
release date. Yeah.
But, could you imagine if, like, Infamous Part 2 was, like, not just two-player, but four-player?
That's
yeah,
what
that
I want
be,
with Crackdown
yeah.
2.
Yeah, Crackdown yeah. would have been awesome four-player.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot better four-player.
But we can't go about, hey, what if?
Right.
Let's let this one release, play the awesomeness, and then go from there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't
mean,
wait. 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
This is one of the... I honestly think it's sort of... It's sort of a shame that, and I'm glad that it's starting to get some hype now, but to be honest, it's sort of a shame that Killzone got so much hype early in the year from people who own PS3s, because, to be completely honest, this game is better than Killzone.
Yep.
And as much as I liked Killzone, and as much as I enjoy especially the multiplayer parts of Killzone, this game is the one that deserves to be the hyped franchise
yep.
from Sony this year, because... To be honest, it has the potential to be one of the best new IPs this generation.
Yeah.
It went from being mildly interesting to me to being one of my top five anticipated
see,
games
right.
of the year.
I'm with you on that. I didn't know much about it, but after playing the demo, it's day one.
Yeah.
Day one.
Easily day yeah. one.
I was excited about the game. I was definitely going to buy it, but it turned into one of my top five anticipated games of the year just by playing the demo.
Yes, as soon as the demo comes out, you owe it to yourself to download. I don't care if you don't like superhero games. I don't care if you don't like open world games. You need to download and play this game, because
it's freaking amazing.
It's phenomenal. It says something about the fact that I've played through the demo at least four or five times.
Yeah,
at
I've
this
played
point.
Through it quite a few times myself.
It's very, very good. Very, very good.
I cannot wait to play this game.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to show Gambus some love.
I mean, it's going to be straight up your alley, to be honest with you. You're going to really like it, I think.
I'm already deciding that I'm probably going to play it through the first time evil.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's funny is I'm that guy that always plays through every game good the first time.
Yeah.
The only game I can think that I didn't play through good the first time was the original Knights of the Old Republic. Every other game, every other choice game, I always play through good the first time because usually the way it works is that the good side is the canon story and the evil side is the non-canon story. This game, I mean, it's really tempting to play through as evil the first time because...
That's all I want to do.
The game lets you... create so much mayhem around you every step of the way that it's very hard not to, even when you're the good Cole, it's very hard not to do some of the stuff that would make you evil in the final game.
And I know it's just a demo, but what I saw was when I was good, going around just, you know, messing around, I would hurt civilians. My meter wouldn't go down.
Well, yeah, in the, I don't know if it changes at all in the demo.
Well, and then going through the story and playing through some of the quest.
Right.
When you do that, the evil quest, it goes from all the way good to all the way bad.
Right.
So I know that'll change, but that's just kind of interesting. I guess it's to show you both aspects of the good and the evil side.
Yeah. I imagine it's going to be a very gradual progression to the. And that's the other thing is the. How much different Cole is good and evil. It's not just a visual thing. His powers change. On the visual side, he does look different. He's got, you know, like these black lines that kind of go up his head, and he looks dirtier and dingier. His lightning, the big change, his lightning is red instead of blue.
Yep.
Like we mentioned before, his voice changes
pretty
drastically when you're evil. But it's one of those games where it's not going to be all so cut and dry as to whether I play it good or evil the first time through. It's going to depend on once I actually get my hands on it, I think.
I don't think I'm going to be able to resist being evil the first time.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm with you. I think I'm going to go through as good and then...
Because you got to know the good side is probably going to be the canon story. I would imagine, especially if they're playing.
Twist.
Yeah, unless there's some manner of twist, which we don't know. What the twist? I mean, as we've sit here and blabbered on for the last 20 minutes, the game is phenomenal. If you own a PS3 and you don't buy this, you should be very disappointed in yourself.
This is like the just.
You know, I think this is the first must have game of the summer, obviously, with summer just starting.
Must buy.
Yeah,
I think this is a must.
Definitely
buy.
Of the summer. Yeah. Definitely.
This
definitely.
Is a good way.
Not of the year, but of the
no,
summer.
No, not of the year because there's still a lot of year to go. But you know,
but I mean, even
time,
up to this point.
Yeah, right. I mean,
up to this point. I mean, yeah, Wolverine was good, but you know, this one.
Street Fighter was my first must buy of the year.
Yeah, that Resident Evil for me.
This is definitely a must buy.
This time of year. There's not a lot of games to buy, but
this game is coming out at the
be.
Perfect time.
Yep. Yeah.
There's
we, how many times on this show have we talked about timing on release dates? And late May was a perfect decision for this game.
Yeah, which makes me even more sad about Batman being pushed back to
end of summer.
End of summer,
yeah.
That's right, end of summer.
I mean, in my opinion at this point, Infamous is a superhero game to beat, and I've just played the demo.
Yeah.
So...
It's really awesome. Makes me excited to see how good Prototype's going to be because those are the two games that are going to go head-to-head, and I think it's stupid that they're going head-to-head anyway.
Right.
I don't agree with the fact that they're going head-to-head because they are two very
different.
You know, they're both open-world, like, superpower games, but one of them is supposed to be arcade. It's like comparing Gran Turismo to Ridge Racer.
Right.
You know, it's a very
Ridge
different,
Racer.
You know, it's arcade, kill-everything, gore kind of game compared to a real serious, real interesting... You know, open world game.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Prototype definitely seems like it's going to be more in the mindless fun category.
Oh, yeah, you just run through and just mash everything to death. Kind of like Wolverine is the mindless version of God of War. Yeah.
Right.
You know? So. But I think both games are going to be good, but Infamous is definitely the best PS3 game to come out this year.
Yep.
By far.
Yep.
And could possibly be the best PS3 game of the year, depending on how good Uncharted is.
Yeah. Right.
And depending on what we haven't seen
yet. It'll definitely be a very good new IP.
I think Sony has the best. stuff for this year
so far that they've announced easily. Yeah. It's not even a contest at this point. Yeah. That's why I'm really – I mean, I say it every year, but this year more than any other time, Microsoft's going to have to bring it at E3 because –
Microsoft had better have something.
Because right now they are looking –
they have nothing.
Yeah, they are looking very, very shallow.
If they really think they're going to rely on Halo, they're just stupid.
Yeah, I mean, they can't rely on Halo anymore.
The thing is with 360, though, I'm jealous because my 360 is still down, but at the same time, I'm losing confidence in the system brand, you know, because the bad hardware defects. But at the same time, I'm jealous because there's a lot of great arcade games for 360.
There are arcade games, and there are a lot of RPGs, which is funny that we talk about that this generation.
That's very odd.
Yeah. That you're like, oh, wait a minute, Xbox 360 is the RPG machine. What happened? You know, but as far as new stuff coming from first party, Sony is whooping everybody's ass right now, and it's awesome because their games have been top quality. Even though I don't like Killzone, it's a top quality game. Infamous, top quality game. You know Uncharted is going to be a top quality game. You got a new Ratchet coming this year.
Yep.
And you still haven't seen everything that's coming.
No.
Now, granted, Microsoft might blow your freaking mind at
E3. Right.
Yeah. They need to do something Halo 3 ODST, I'm sorry, that's not going to cut it.
No. Right.
That's not going to be enough for
and
the year.
Not to mention, I mean, the other thing that's not going to cut it is stealing another exclusive and making it multi-platform like they did last year with Final Fantasy. That's not going to cut it either.
No, because we already have enough, you know, 360 has Lost Planet, but do you really believe it's not coming to
the
PS3?
There's no way.
It may be eventually.
Right.
You know?
It'll be a timed exclusive for the 360, but it's not going to, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Be
so you can't even use that one.
Right.
Wow. You need to show me something new. You need to bring out, you know, this game that's just going to change everything. You need to bring out a super IP. You know?
Right.
I think that's what they're, you know, I think they know that. So we might see some.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to see something.
Every year, Microsoft always, you know, always waits to announce their games until late. So I'm hoping that's the case this year, and I'm hoping they've got some stuff up their sleeve that that'll make 360 gamers happy for the rest of the year.
Hey, they had it last year. They better have it this year.
Yeah, because if you own a PS3, you are set for this year.
Oh, yeah.
You're
easily.
In the movies, too.
That's fuck that.
Yeah, the lips, too, they'll come out with.
Fuck that, too. Fuck all that. And if they announce Rock Band 3 exclusive to 360, fuck that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, no, I want a new game.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I always find entertaining about the Microsoft press conferences is that they always, you know, have someone talking and then somebody comes back on stage and be like, oh, we forgot
to show
this.
Oh, by the way,
Hey, you know, but you know you wait on that. You wait on that and you get excited. You're like, what are they going to do this year? What are they going to come back out and be like, oh, by the way, we have to show you Killer Instinct 3. Oh, snap.
Yeah. That's what I always like about like Microsoft's press conference is that they're very theatrical in their delivery of showing. Whereas
they've always been the most entertaining to me, even though Sony's last year with the Little Big Planet thing was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but so Sony's more like the first half is a bunch of
statistical.
We got pie charts, you know. Yeah.
Well, Nintendo does that now too.
Yeah,
there are 16 billion Wii owners out there, and we love you all, but we don't give a fuck about your games.
Yeah, I think Nintendo's press conference is probably my second most favorite entertaining, just because of all the smack talk that Reggie does.
I think Nintendo is my most entertaining, just because it's always so frickin' terrible anymore.
Well,
it's
Cammy. Yeah. What's her name? Cammy. The chick from last year that snowboarded?
Oh, yeah.
She broke her foot, and apparently that's why you should buy a Wii.
Yeah, you should buy a Wii.
We kind of went off subject there.
Well, but anyway. Still, it needed to be said that Infamous is another part of a great Sony lineup.
But we
year.
Will be back with E3 predictions in a couple weeks.
There you go.
Soon.
Snap. Da, 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 da.
But it's time for some Killer Wolverines Weekly Dirt in the new format.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverines Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by mothers around the world. Because without them, you wouldn't be listening to us, and we wouldn't have anybody to make increasingly sexually explicit jokes about. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Your mom. All right, we have a new blog up for Killer Wolverine to post his weekly dirt on, and if you go there, you can see all kinds of trailers, goodies, videos, and every news story that Mr. Killer Wolverine posts every week. You can see it here, complete with all the details. Just go to ztgamedomain.com/KWWD, and you get away from me with them claws. Shove them up your ass. Nipponichi had a press event this week where they announced a bunch of new games, including Disgaea 2 on the PSP.
Nice.
Last Rebellion on PS3, A Witch's Tale on the DS, Manakemia 2 on the PS2, and Sakura Wars on the PS2 and the Wii.
That is big news, the Sakura Wars.
Yeah, we were invited to that event, but we couldn't go.
Invited to a lot of events. I wish we could go.
Because Sakura Wars has actually been one of those, people who are really into anime and type of and stuff like that. Ever since the Dreamcast, I actually signed a petition. Well, on the internet.
Internet petition.
Signed a petition.
Those work real well.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ask exactly. All the people about Devil May Cry.
But it's been one of those niche titles that a lot of fans wanted to be released domestically. And this is the very first one to be released domestically. So I think it's going to be pretty decently sized title. I'm definitely going to pick it up when it comes over just for the fact that it's the first Sakura Wars game to be released in the United States. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to pick that one up.
Gambus is excited.
Yeah.
Kaloki Adventure, which if you might know as Outpost Kaloki X for the Xbox Live Arcade, was released for the iPhone and the iPod Touch this week.
I need to get an iPod Touch.
You can pick it up for $1.99 through May 29th. Regular price is only $2.99. And if you haven't played it, it's the greatest space lemonade simulator ever made.
Lemonade?
Lemonade.
Lemonade!
Sony Pictures Entertainment announces Loot.
Okay.
Loot.
I didn't read much of this. It's the release of the Living Room stage set, now available in PlayStation Home in North America. Basically, I think it's like the video thing, where you can make like your own machinima videos in Home.
Machinima?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Scroll down.
So, I mean, it's a good addition for Home, and it's the kind of stuff that they really need to...
get people to actually boot it up?
Yeah, exactly.
But it should be exciting.
Yeah, we have Sony news in there. What do you think about that?
Nice.
2K Games has revealed the first details for BioShock 2 multiplayer. Would you stop fanning me with the damn...
I figured it's hot in here.
It is hot in here. Basically, you can earn experience points during gameplay to earn access to new weapons, plasmids, and tonics. You can extend the Rapture fiction. Players will step into the shoes of Rapture citizens and learn more about the fall of Rapture as they progress through the experience. See Rapture before the fall. Before it was reclaimed by the ocean and engaged in combat over iconic environments and locations such as the Kashmir Restaurant and Mercury Suites, all have been reworked from the ground up to deliver a fast-paced multiplayer experience. Basically, Digital Extremes will be doing the multiplayer for the game. They have worked on other titles such as the Unreal and Unreal Tournament franchise. So
in other words, it's basically you're playing the part of the fall of Rapture.
Rapture.
Right. In multiplayer.
In the multiplayer, yeah.
You know, that's probably the best way that they
can do it. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a great idea that they sort of used the... Because BioShock's such a multiplayer or a narrative-driven game. I think it's a great idea that they're using the multiplayer to tell another side of the story.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
That's ingenious. I mean, that's way better than, okay, you're a big daddy.
Then you're going to shoot other big daddies.
Right.
Yeah, and there's big sisters, and, you know, that would have been stupid, you know.
If you haven't seen it yet, you can go to the blog and view the rumored first footage of Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is obviously not in-game, just because of the way it looks, you can tell. But if this is the style that they're going for, it gets me super excited.
It looks incredible.
Contra is being rebirthed on the Wii on May 12th, which is tomorrow. The game is called Contra Rebirth. It will hit WiiWare and cost 1,000 Wii points.
Dude, Contra will make people who play the Wii's head explode.
I know. They'll be like, I don't understand.
Have anybody seen the pictures of the game?
No.
It looks really good. It looks like Contra 3 for Super NES.
Nice. Resident Evil and Street Fighter 4 sell a ton.
Sell a lot.
Capcom revealed that Resident Evil 5 has sold more than 4 million units, and right behind that, Street Fighter with 2 million across the globe.
Capcom's on a roll.
They got some money hats.
That's good, because they're giving us good games. So.
Next week's Rock Band, or this week's Rock Band content, comes from Social Distortion, Steely Dan, Disturbed, Elvis Costello, and The Replacements.
Wow, there's a very odd mix of people.
I know. They seem to have, like, certain artists that they keep releasing stuff from. So I wish they'd get some more diverse stuff in there, I guess. They went with the country, which is...
I like Elvis Costello.
I don't agree with it, but it's at least it was diverse. But it seems like we get a lot of the same bands every week now. Like, I've stopped even paying much attention to it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Trivial Pursuit got some DLC with the TV trivia pack. So all you TV buffs out there, you can download that. It's only 400 points, $5. I probably might not have ever heard of them, but Zoo, it's a company that produces a lot of budget Wii titles.
Ride and Fighters.
No, that's not Zoo.
Oh, boo.
They bought the rights to the Empire Interactive catalog, which did Flat Out, stuff like that. So they now have the rights to re-release those.
And look what it is.
Oh, here we go. Activision has announced their fall hero lineup.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun. This is the first picture of course, the
The DJ.
Table.
Yes, you can go to the blog and see the DJ table with the three buttons on it. There's DJ Hero, Guitar Hero 5, and Band Hero.
Band Hero?
Band Hero is basically like Wii Music. It's the family-oriented version of
wow
Guitar Hero. Where Guitar Hero 5 will be, obviously, the new.
They are milking this.
Hey.
Milking.
Can you blame
milking
them?
Milking it.
No.
If you made $1 million every time you put out a new Hero game, would you stop putting out Hero games?
No.
Can't blame them. It'll eventually die like Tony Hawk did, but...
Oh, snap.
Marvel is apparently launching... Which, you spelled that wrong.
I did.
Louches.
Halo Uprising in new hardcover collection.
Cool.
So, it's on sale for $24.99.
I didn't read those, but
it's
I heard they were really good.
Written by... Did you read Ultimate Spider-Man?
Did I read what?
Ultimate Spider-Man.
I have, yes.
Brian Michael Bendis.
Gotcha. Nice.
He's writing that. So
yeah, cool. he's a
fantastic.
He's very,
huge,
very good.
Yes.
Huge writer.
And here's the reason why Activision keeps releasing Guitar Hero games. 34 million Guitar Hero songs have been downloaded.
Wow.
Since Guitar Hero World Tour came out.
It's a lot.
It's a pretty good number.
And 14 million bits of user-created content have made it through Guitar Hero World Tour.
I totally forgot you could do that.
Yeah, I know. I they have that in Metallica, and I've never even opened it. 3D Realms closed their doors.
Yeah.
So,
no Duke Nukem Forever.
No, they said it's still coming.
Unless somebody bought it.
The Duke team said they're still working on it.
Really?
Yeah. So it'll only be another 25 years.
Did you see the leaked footage
yes,
that
I
came
did.
Out? It actually looks pretty decent.
It looked fun. Like when you shoot the guy and you actually have to climb up on his right. back and pull off his tentacle and stuff. It looked good.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this game needs to come out.
I hope that it gets picked up.
Oh.
And I hope they finish it.
It doesn't look 15 years
right.
good, but it looks good,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
And I love Duke Nukem, so... Activision has confirmed Guitar Hero Van Halen.
Sweet.
It's all nice. Guitar Hero news.
Yeah, no doubt. News for
Sweet.
Guitar Hero.
Microsoft is going to acquired a company called Big Park.
Yep.
Basically they're a British Columbia based developer. They contain people who worked on games such as NBA Street and SSX, and apparently they have a game to show you at E3 that's going to change things.
We'll see.
So
I imagine it probably has something to do with the motion control. It'd be kind of cool if it was a motion control snowboarding game that was actually good, that used that new 3D camera thing that they're talking about.
Which we have on here, too.
Nice.
EVE Online is apparently 6 years old. So
wow.
You can wish it a happy birthday.
There you go. And buy it a cake. Just don't try and give it candy.
We have a new Gears of War 2 pack coming, very similar to Lost and Damned. It's a DLC pack, which includes new multiplayer and single-player content. It will be released on July 28th. Contains all of the DLC for Gears of War 2 to this point, plus the new stuff, plus the new single player, $19.99.
That is awesome.
That's a fantastic deal.
It is fantastic.
You need to go watch the Bionic Commando video. It's hilarious. Give you a high five with your arm coming off. Prototype. If you want to pre-order, there are 3 exclusive offers depending on where you go. GameStop gets a figure and a 2-sided Critical Hints location map poster. Hollywood's Game Crazy gets a limited edition hardback art concept book, and Amazon gets a limited edition comic. Wow, that's creepy.
That is very creepy.
Apparently, Deep Silver has announced a website for Cursed Mountain. Cursed Mountain, anybody?
That's that Wii exclusive Wii. Survival yeah. horror game.
Yeah. Oh, and the story that killed the internet this week.
Yeah, blew the internet to pieces.
Because nobody actually read it.
Right.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters is exclusive to the PS3 in Europe, which basically Sony gave the middle finger to everybody who was excited for it on the 360 and the Wii and said, fuck you, we're going to make it exclusive now at the last minute. See, this is funny thing. Microsoft doesn't tell you that they're making things exclusive. They just announce it for the 360, whereas Sony waits till everybody's excited about the game and go like, oh, by the way, this is going to be timed exclusive for 3 months or whatever.
They're publishing it over in Europe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Honestly, people who own 360s and the Wii are probably lucky the game's coming out on their system at all, because Sony Pictures owns the rights to Ghostbusters. Yeah. So if they would have wanted
Pictures to... Sony Pictures also owns the rights to Spider-Man.
No, you're right. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, if they wanted to, they could have just said straight out it's an exclusive a while ago. But now, it is kind of crappy that they do it at the last minute. They announce it at the last minute.
It's incredibly crappy.
Yep. Yeah. They should have announced that from the beginning. They should have said it's not, you know, it's going to be timed exclusive since the beginning.
I don't think they made the publishing deal until the last
minute. That's kind of the problem. You don't make a publishing deal this late into the development cycle. The game is done. It's going to be out in, like, June.
Yeah.
So you're fucking over all these people. You know, it would have been the same no matter which way it went. This doesn't change anything in North America. It's still coming to all the systems at the same day.
Yeah, it's one thing if we knew about it from the get-go that it was going to be an exclusive for PS3. But 1 month till, and then you drop the bomb?
Yeah.
It's definitely a little late in the go.
That is a terrible way of doing things.
Yeah. If you pre-order Brutal Legend at GameStop, you'll get a bonus, an in-game Tenacious D guitar.
Which gets me kind of excited.
I'm sure it does. You're about the five people who got excited.
Kyle Gass is in there.
Oh, there you go. Nobody even knows who that is.
You know, I'm...
If you know Tenacious D, you know who it is.
Yeah, well, nobody cares.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I don't like Tenacious D.
They don't like you.
I think Jack Black is annoying.
Oh.
The fact that it's Double Fine is the only reason I'm buying Brutal Legend, despite the fact that it has Jack Black in it. I'm very loyal to Double Fine for Psychonauts.
Blizzard has made many a wet dreams come true as they've announced the StarCraft II beta signups.
Start soon.
You have to send your PC specs, though.
Yep.
So otherwise you can't get in.
If you got a rough PC...
You could lie. Of course, you'd probably get caught. Core subscribers are going to get a special treat. They will get access to the Uncharted 2 multiplayer beta. How about that?
Annual subscribers. No, they also said in there, if you scroll up, I think that if you start subscribing annually now, you also still get invited to
Well, of course. You know, they want you to get more subscriptions. Yeah. Which, speaking of which, we have an interview with the core people coming this week.
Oh, really?
How about that?
Cool.
Seriously?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, you out the loop, buddy. You don't even know where we've been.
Wow.
Anyway, Saints Row and Dawn of War are getting sequels, according to THQ CEO Brian Farrell.
No real surprise there.
For many years to come.
For Dawn of War, it was. What are you doing? Oh.
I'm shaking my claws.
I thought you were doing something else.
Yeah, he's still wearing the claws, by the way.
Yes, still.
Since we're not on video anymore.
There is a multiplayer demo confirmed for Red Faction Guerrilla.
Which we will have details on that tomorrow, because the multiplayer event is being held tomorrow.
Yes, which we were invited to, which also we didn't go to.
Yes.
Also, did you see the email that we were invited to the MLG event in Columbus?
I need to talk
to
you about that, Zero, after the show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Maybe we'll actually make one.
That's what I was going to, you know, talk to everyone about, see what they were doing. So,
Virtual Tennis 2009 has been delayed until June.
Eat that, tennis fans.
Oh, the Guitar Hero Smash Hits. See, another Guitar Hero.
Yep.
All right. Smash Hits the list has been released. This is actually a really cool thing that I'm excited about, because it takes all the songs from 1, 2, and 3 and makes them full band, and 80s, and makes them full band in one collection.
Yeah.
But the list is pretty awesome. It's 48 tracks. It's a lot of and the fans got to vote on it, That was really cool.
Every bit of them.
Yep. Which I will kill everybody who voted for Raining Blood. Because there's nobody that's going to play the drums, sing, or even manage to get through guitar on that.
Is that raining?
Way to go.
Is it raining?
No.
Oh, it sounds like it's raining.
New Hawks DLC has been dated for, basically it came out last week. Square Enix says no to a Final Fantasy XIII Blu-ray demo here in the U.S. No, 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 and no.
That sucks.
You don't get none. No love for you.
That sucks.
But we'll probably get a regular demo.
Yeah, like online.
They're just saying no to Blu-ray demo.
Right. No Blu-ray.
No Blu-ray.
Rockstar is considering a karma system for the new GTA.
Interesting.
You know, sort of like what Infamous is doing.
Mm. Oh.
So. Oh, snap. What'd you just do? PSN is getting Puzzle Quest Galactrix. I got it last week, actually.
Yeah.
Marvel Capcom 3, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, now that would be
a megaton.
Megaton.
That would be, especially if it was at Microsoft conference, and they're like, "Oh, by the way, we've got one more game to talk about. Here's Capcom's president."
What they're judging is off of. You'll get a third one if two
sells well. So buy two.
Oh, it's, buy two anyway.
It ain't going. Yes. Ain't going. No problem there. Trust me.
So I'm sure we'll get a three eventually.
Yes. Call of Duty World at War Map Pack 1 hits 2 million downloads.
2 million.
It's a lot of motherfucking people playing a game.
That is.
EA Redwood Shore Studio gets a new name. It's now called Visceral Games.
Visceral.
If anybody's still playing the Wheelman, there's some new DLC out.
You know, there's actually talks of a movie based on Wheelman.
That's where the game came from.
They canceled the movie, but now it's back on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was originally supposed to be a movie and a game, and then the game was based on the movie. They canceled the movie, and now they're bringing the movie back.
It gives me hope about Spy Hunter.
Not really.
Wow.
The Rock is busy. He just did Witch Mountain. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
The Beatles Rock Band replica guitars have been revealed, and they're definitely, they're expensive.
Yeah.
$100 a piece for the guitars, or the bundle comes for $250. If you want to shell out some more money for these plastic instruments.
When you could take that $99 and buy a cheap real guitar.
But it's not a replica of what the Beatles played.
Well, you could buy probably a decent guitar at a pawn shop for $100.
Here's a good rumor.
Not a great one, though.
Here's a good rumor that would blow up the world. Apple to buy EA.
Wow. And if that came to fruition.
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 Yeah.
That sounds like some manner of tasty paste.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And
nutritious.
Well, if that comes to light, I can see Apple doing a gaming machine.
Yeah.
It's called the
iPhone.
Yeah. I can see him doing a box.
Yeah.
You can see a box.
I've said, actually on this show before, that if Electronic Arts made a game console and all of their games were exclusive to it, they would sell a lot of consoles.
There's something about
They wouldn't compete with compete on the same level as the current gen consoles, but they would sell a lot of consoles because there's a lot of people that would buy it just for Madden.
But then think about the double KO that would be Apple.
You know what? Just release it, call it iGame, and fuck everybody in the world. There you go. It's called iGame. I created it for
iGame.
Well, there's a rumor also in that story saying that they are actually working on a portable device that obviously isn't the iPhone or the iTouch.
All right.
So
that's all we need is another portable thing from Apple.
Look how successful they're with the iPhone and the iTouch. So why not?
They're only successful because the games are 99 cents.
Well, maybe they'll start doing that with their. I don't know. Who cares? Let's go.
Who cares?
You will never get the same experience on an Apple machine unless they do a real console. So,
Shut up and get on to the next news thing.
Yeah. I know you're excited about this.
I'm very excited about this.
I'm going to skip over this. Apparently, Ubisoft is talking about a new...
IDOS.
That's not IDOS.
It's Ubisoft.
This is IDOS, though.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, IDOS.
Oh, no, you're right.
Thief.
It is. I swore it was
Ubisoft, but no. IDOS.
IDOS makes Thief.
Thief 4 is to be revealed next week.
Maybe.
This week.
Rumor.
Oh, rumor. So excited.
Today, actually.
As if anybody cared, no multiplayer in Red Steel 2. Didn't know anybody cared that Red Steel 2 was coming out.
Probably not.
I actually read the cover story for Red Steel 2 in the newest issue of Nintendo Power.
I'm sorry.
That's where they're reporting it.
And it actually seems like a vast improvement over the first one. So,
yeah, the first one was supposed to be awesome.
Yeah.
And guess what? It wasn't.
I mean, this might be decent.
No. Rumor, 360 motion sensor pick leaked.
Pick leaked.
You should go take a look at it. It looks funny.
It does.
Looks like Pong.
It looks stupid.
Apparently, you get full body and hand gesture, so masturbation games are back in for you.
Back in. No, seriously, if everything that they're promising for this turns out, it sounds like it's going to be really neat because it senses depth, too.
In fighting games, you actually get to kick, punch, duck, dive, and jump, and guess what? It's the activator. The Sega activator.
No, what's cool is that I actually read a thing where they said that, for instance, it could be dialed in sensitivity-wise to where if you were playing a flying game, you would just hold your hands up for sticks, and it would be able to sense which finger you were moving, and it would use that as a trigger.
You know what I call? Bullshit!
Well, yeah, I'm not no saying kidding. That it's true. That's why I said, if it's true, that would be pretty awesome.
Maybe we see at E3. And
maybe that's their big announcement, and then I will just go, aw.
Aw.
Damn it. Where's my games?
No kidding.
Apparently, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 10 and Grand Slam Tennis have been pushed up a week.
Tiger's nice. Happy about that, if you look at the picture.
Tiger's incredibly excited about that.
Dude, he's like,
yeah, I got pushed up a week, and my shirt is red.
Oh, fuck it, I'm still wearing a hat. Apparently, the Inferno engine will power the Hunt and the Strike.
Nice.
I don't know what the Hunt or the Strike is.
I don't either. Why don't you like read it game. Real quick?
No, that just kills it.
The Hunt is a hunting game, and the Strike is a fishing game.
You're going to say it was a striking game?
It's a striking game.
As we know, there were 3 Xbox Live Arcade games this week. Apparently, they just can't get enough, adding more every week. Fucking A.
As we've already discussed.
Jesus, criminally, they need to stop making so many freaking arcade games. Deadpool confirmed for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, which really shouldn't have been
a surprise.
Will he be shooting lasers out of his eyes?
If he does, I'm going to break something.
Hey, you're spoiling.
Yeah, don't spoil.
Oh, I'll give you a spoiler.
I'll spoil your mom. Broken Steel, obviously, is available now, so you can go download that.
And was broken.
And was broken and fixed again, just like every other Fallout DLC.
Just like every other Fallout DLC.
And just like every other Bethesda game. Oh,
snap.
What'd I just do?
Won't you grow up?
What?
Oh, that's not it. Never mind.
No, I think we're done.
Why don't you grow up?
I think it's time to do our shout-outs and get the fuck out. We don't have time for questions, even though we only have 3.
Scroll down and show his Robot Tyson boobage. Because it's on the main
Super
page.
Robot Tyson.
Is it still on?
Maybe it got bumped down.
It got bumped down, dude. It's gone.
It's gone.
Everybody gone.
But never mind.
Twitter shout-outs for this week.
For real, dog.
Let's see. I got a couple people saying they can't wait for Infamous. I think that was in response to the fact that I said Infamous was awesome on the Twitter thing. Fido Dido says, hello from L.A. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who plays Street Fighter 4. Keep playing the Evo tourney, which is the big fighting game tournament, is on July 17th through the 19th in Las Vegas. Melfeese83 says, what up, guys? Your friend Melfeese.
He sent me a friend request the other day on Xbox Live.
Let's see. Mr. Pyrite on PSN says he will gladly drive to Franklin. He's from actually not too far from here. Says he will gladly drive to Franklin and take the place of Boogeyman on the days he can't be here for the podcast, and he can bring vagina jokes. Just make sure you keep them in a Tupperware container.
Which I have to apologize to him. He sent me a message when I was on the PS3 and the 360, but I was on the 360, so I didn't see his message, so I'm sorry.
You're a multitasker.
I am a multitasker.
DizLowboy had another shout-out in addition to all the descriptions that he gave from us earlier.
Bastard.
I mean, I don't want to read this one, but all it says is, Wombat, you're amazing. So I don't want to say nothing. But
shut the fuck up and go back to Old Navy, dick.
Old Navy?
Moving on.
Fucking Abercrombie, bitch.
Dude, I told you already, I don't own any.
I don't eat people either, but I got to hear about it.
Mr. Pyrite again says, hey, in honor of Mother's Day, make jokes about Wolverine's mom.
She gets around.
Wolverine, I had sex with your mom.
That's not a joke.
I'm sorry. It probably wasn't very good.
He said he's just kidding. And Gamescon, quit fondling your Twitter.
Yeah. Stay off your Twitter. You'll go blind.
Jay Borsick on Twitter says, hey, guys, can I get a shout out? Absolutely, you can.
That's Scorched Angel, man.
Yep, it is. And he said, you guys rock. I never miss a show. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you do the top 5? Oh, wait, no, you don't.
Yeah,
you
I did.
You don't pay attention to people on Twitter,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, I did the top 5. Zero
motherfucker,
top
he asked
5.
For everybody's top 5 games
Killer
of the
Wolverine
year.
Thinks he's too good for Twitter.
I am.
I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. If not, you can correct me. But Heisen Cow says
sounds like a really evil cow to tie.
So he wants us to say or call somebody out on shenanigans on the show. You know, Gambus, I've been meaning to call you out on your shenanigans for a long time now because your shenanigans are getting a little out of control. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I can put up with shenanigans too much longer.
Shenanigans.
The level of shenaniganry that your shenanigans are putting out on our show exceeds the maximum level of shenanigans dictated by the U.S. government Department of Shenanigans.
You know what, though?
Podcast fight!
I shenanigan Killer Wolverine's mom.
Shut up with all your shenanigans. He said you can't wait to hear the podcast on Monday.
Shapoopy!
As mentioned, the previous Dizzlow Boy tweet was next, where he explained that Killer Wolverine looks like he should drive around in circles.
Yeehaw!
Yep, I'm going to do that right now.
Go
take a left turn, bitch.
Snoop Dizzle says all of us need to sing something epic, like maybe a whole song.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Already, that's going to be in the monthly podcast.
But, yeah, in the monthly podcast, you're going to at least get to see Gambus sing an entire song, yeah. Two entire songs.
The midnight train going
and
anywhere.
Trust me.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
You'll get to see Gambus Khan rock out with his biak out here shortly.
Oh, snap nasty.
Snap nasty.
Filthy McSnap nasty.
Dylan MMC wants our infamous demo impressions.
We
gave you plenty of those.
It's the shit. Go buy it.
And Article 31 says Happy Mother's Day and wants us to
Is
tell.
That what Article 31 says? Because I've always been curious.
And it does, yeah. Ew. Article 32 is actually relating to Gambus Khan's shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Article 31 says Happy Mother's Day. He wants us to tell all our moms hi. I already told
Kill Wolverine's
mom
hi. Yeah, we knew that was coming.
So
I told her goodbye
there.
When I left this morning.
So we're
you
good
must
there.
Be quiet, leaving because I didn't hear you.
Once again, thank you to everybody who sent in Twitter shout outs. Once again, if you're not on Twitter, jump on there, sign up, look us up. We're N4G Podcast, all one word. You should add us as a friend.
You shouldn't add Gambus as a friend because he can't follow you anyway. He's got 200 fucking followers.
Yeah, Zero, Gambus, and I all have individual Twitters. So if you're on there, follow us. We'd love to have you guys as followers.
I tweet every day.
I tweet every day as well. And in addition to that, once again, if you guys have Twitter shout-outs, please send them to the N4G Podcast Twitter and not any of our personal Twitters, because it just makes it easier to read on the show.
It's like his ears are coming down. You don't see that?
So there you go. There's your Twitter shout-out.
Banana. I just peeled a banana.
Wow. You need to put the claw down.
Oh, I'm about to put it somewhere.
I bet you are. So there you go. That's it for the Twitter.
Ass.
What?
Also, rate us on iTunes.
Open your mouth and shut up.
That would be pretty awesome. Wow. That may be the most sexually suggestive thing that's ever been said on the podcast.
I very seriously doubt that.
And I just straight out said that I had sex with Killer Wolverine's mom. And that still was more sexually suggestive.
Shh. Quiet.
You need to fill up the question thread, too.
Yeah, fill up the question thread, please. We're starting to run low.
And there might be a question for our viewers. Listeners.
You need to move that up because I can't
hear
you.
Well, we got viewers now,
Show's
too.
Over anyway.
Yeah, I was just saying, well, I might have a question, so the crew will...
Actually, I have a very good question. I thought about this last night, and I'm going to put this in the video show. I need to create a thread on the forum. This is going to be a segment in our video show. It's going to be called Ask Gambus.
Nice.
And I want them to ask him a question, the most fucking outlandish questions you guys can come up with.
About any aspect of life,
anything,
not just gaming.
Anything, and I'm going to make him answer it on camera. I'm going to pick the 10 best... And I'm going to have him answer him on camera, and that's going to be one segment of the show. But I want some good shit. I want
also,
some really
once again,
good shit.
Jump in this thread on the forum and leave us some more suggestions for what you guys want to see on the video podcast.
Yeah, we already know that we will be covering two games for sure, three games for sure. We'll be covering Wolverine, we'll be covering Infamous, and UFC.
Right.
Those
so
are the
go.
Three games that will be covered, if not more.
Right. So, we're going to do kind of the video review thing. We're still taking suggestions. We're still trying to build the video show, so keep us informed on that. And I think that pretty much wraps it up.
That wraps up the show.
As far as I'm concerned.
We're done. Mr. Khan, if you're not too scarred for life, can you get us out of here?
But a final end to all of man. We have taken for granted all the things our fathers planned by making sure the world would never end. Our dreams.
tell me.